Alrighty there, Joel Radio back with you. How you doing, everybody?
Shalom.
Corey Hall with me today. Good to have Corey here. We have some exciting things going on today.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We have guests coming later.
All right.
And that'll be fun for everyone.
With an actual big announcement.
Well, we are the exclusive... Joel Radio is the exclusive media launch partner for a new music video.
Wow.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
That's right. Another entertainment empire launched right here.
Joel Radio. So we'll get into that. We'll tell you who's coming and all that. And maybe I should just... Why don't we get to what we just did before the show, because...
Sure. We promised it, and we delivered.
Yeah, we got...
Not on the air, but we delivered.
Did we mention it? I can't remember if we talked about this on...
Oh, yeah, we talked about it today.
But for our pre-show meal today were the new Wendy's Pretzel Bun Burgers.
Yeah.
Me and Corey ate them up good, didn't we?
Oh, didn't we?
And Corey had the standard...
I had mine fully loaded like a man.
Yeah. Bacon cheeseburger style.
Yes.
And I got rid of the bacon and everything else and just had it as a cheeseburger on a pretzel bun.
Sure.
That's basically a single with cheese on a pretzel bun. And what do you think, Corey? Give us your thoughts first. Since you had the full Megillah
For the last
burger.
Oh, I don't know, year and a half. Pretty much traditionally, Wendy's has had a little bit of a better quality burger experience than their competitors.
Yeah,
they had fallen off the they'd slacked a little
sure.
bit.
Yeah,
and
a little
was
bit
getting less. So probably about, I don't know, a year and a half ago or so, two years ago, Wendy's changed the formula and the making of their ground beef patties, their buns, their ingredients.
Yeah.
Up and they got, crinkle cut kind of pretzel.
Yeah, like a natural cut fries.
Pickles.
Yeah, and the natural cut fries.
Yeah.
I think they try kind of do like a Five Guys makeover.
Yeah. They got the table pickle, whatever you call those pickles.
Okay.
And they up the ante because they're getting competition from, much like Taco Bell started to try and do the Lorena, whatever, the freaking celebrity chef
right,
burrito
yeah.
that they yeah. tried to do. They're getting competition from these step up.
Yeah.
They're not quite, they're fast casual. Is that what you call them?
Yeah. Well, like Taco Bell would have Qdoba as a rival.
Chipotle. Qdoba, yeah.
And then, you know, Five Guys would be the rival to Wendy's or In-N-Out or one of these places that has like, you know, a quality burger, but a fast, you know, dine in or takeout, whatever, you know.
There's a slightly higher level of fast food in America now.
Well, it's sort of like fast food for grown-ups. It's not for teenagers and kids. It's more of like you want
it
that.
It is for a slightly more sophisticated palate.
Sure.
And those chains are really taking a chunk out of the clown and the king.
Yeah.
And the redhead.
Yeah.
So Wendy's changed their formula. And I enjoyed the new burgers that they came out with.
I think they're better, sure.
They had the W, which was actually a little sloppy to eat because it had so much stuff on it. But so now the innovation, and this is, by the way, something that's been going on in, like, you know, real pub food, you know, real pub burgers.
Yeah,
and stuff
finer
for a while.
Restaurants have been doing this.
I don't know about finer, but.
Well, finer than Wendy's.
For, you know, probably 7 or 8 years
now,
I've been seeing pretzel buns on menus at real restaurants. And now Wendy's finally got it.
Yeah.
You know, Wendy's is kind of like Michigan is with fashion trends.
Yeah.
They get here eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've also had at restaurants the pretzel. Just like a pretzel roll, where instead of a bread basket of just a bread, it's like pretzel rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and the theory being, you know, anything that's a pretzel is better. And I tend to agree with that in some regard. Like if you go to Whole Foods, you can get a pretzel loaf.
Yeah.
Just like a loaf of bread with pretzel style.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No.
It's nice.
I've not had.
You know, the pretzel is, as we know, our friends in Germany. It's the key to their civilization. The pretzel keeps them strong.
It's a denser bread,
which
has a different crust to it as well. That would be what differentiates softer
it's a
and
browned,
denser. Yeah.
It's a browned crust that is, they put a wash on it. Anyway, pretzel bun. Wendy's, I liked it. I thought it was good. It was solid.
Sure.
It didn't transport me to another world.
Yeah.
But it's clearly, I think, the king of the mainstream fast food burgers at the moment.
So that's it.
If I had to
that's
have
high
one,
praise.
I would go with Wendy's over. Sure. Now, I would probably, if I really wanted a burger, go to a pub, a place that's famous for burgers around here. And if I was going to go with a chain, I'd probably go with. We have a place here now called Smash Burger. I don't know how widespread that is.
Yeah, I've never been to one.
Smash Burger's really good. And then you got your Five Guys. Uh-huh. So this is Wendy's.
And you live in proximity to a Five Guys as well, so.
I have both of those near me.
Yeah.
I'd go to those over Wendy's, but in a pinch, mm-hmm. Wendy's is going to give you a pretty decent burger experience, yeah. I think. Not to be one of these Food Network, burger aficionados.
Well, you're kind of a foodie asshole on some level, so you have
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You have that. I mean, that's not, I mean that with no insult at all. I mean that with no.
I don't apologize for being a bit. I'm not like a, okay, I'm not a hardcore, crazy fucking, I got to go chase down the latest, but
right.
I do like quality ingredients, and I like good cooking.
Yeah, I'll get back to that point. But for my review of the burger, I thought the bun was a little too dense. I think it made it hard to eat because it's a pretty thick. I mean, I got the single as well. They have it in a double version too. But I thought with that thick patty, that adding the pretzel bun just made the whole thing. I would have liked to have maybe had a pretzel bun with the thinner meat patty, if that makes sense. Although maybe the whole idea is like the whole thing's just that much more rugged. It's just that much more succulent because you have this juicy pretzel bun. It was okay. I mean, honestly, I think there's something about a regular hamburger bun that's nice. Like, I like sort of the texture of it. Maybe I'm more of a texture guy. Look, if you gave me a hamburger bun and a pretzel and said, eat one, I'd eat the pretzel all fucking day. But when you put meat in it, I think it becomes sort of the contrast of the pretzel, of the textures, that the textures work well together when it's a soft bun and dense meat versus dense bread and dense bread. So,
you're a little finicky.
There's a lot of stuff on
the loaded. Yeah. There are tomatoes, onions, red onions.
Sure.
Which I'm raw red onions. I'm not all that wild about.
Right.
Bacon,
mm-hmm.
some kind of sauce.
Okay.
There's some kind of Russian.
So you had a lot more to.
And also, there's like romaine lettuce on it.
So you had many more textures.
It was actually really good. The lettuce was actually.
The lettuce was good?
Well, it was not, for years and years, for 25 years, you got a slab of iceberg lettuce at any fast food chain you went to.
Yeah. And it was mostly like white lettuce. It's not even
it's pretty much
good
largely
leafy
water.
Lettuce. Yeah.
This was like some kind of romaine baby spring mix.
Yeah.
And I was good.
Yeah.
I got to say, Wendy's is trying to be the upper tier of the mainstream fast food.
My feeling is that, I don't eat my burgers loaded with everything, generally speaking. So that's why I went with just cheese and meat on the pretzel bun. But, I think I paid an extra dollar for that burger. And to me, the pretzel bun was not worth the extra dollar. So in that respect, my thumb is down, although the pretzel bun itself is tasty.
Just the burger itself is $4.79.
Right, yeah, just the burger itself is $4.79, and I think the regular single with cheese is like $3.79. So I say just stick with the regular single with cheese. The pretzel bun wasn't anything.
I liked
it. It didn't do a whole lot for me. I'm glad I ate it. It was fine, but it's sort of like how I feel about the Doritos Locos Taco. I'm glad I had it, but just give me the regular taco. I don't need
on that, sir. You're wrong.
All right, well, it's okay.
The Doritos Locos Taco is terrific. Although I've never had the Cool Ranch because I don't like the Cool Ranch.
No, you don't like the Cool Ranch. See, I like the Cool Ranch Doritos, but not the tacos. I just go, no. And it's okay. It's fine. Look, we've had a long relationship doing the show.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry we have to break up over Doritos Locos Tacos. But, hey, it's been a great partnership, and I'm happy to have you on.
I like the Doritos Locos Tacos. Yeah. I haven't had one.
But if you're going, you're saying you would rather than a regular taco, you would go for the Doritos Locos.
I don't go to Taco Bell. I know.
You don't
despite
go.
Despite
yeah.
my incredibly svelte figure.
Right.
I've been really eating less fast food than I used to.
Yeah.
So I don't go to Taco Bell very often. So if I'm going to go to Taco Bell, give me that Dorito.
Well, listen, I'm on a Taco Bell. I'm refusing. I'm holding out on Taco Bell. I'm not going back. It's been, about 14, 15 hours. And I'm telling you right now, I'm good for at least another 8, 10 hours with no Taco Bell. Yeah. So I'm not going. I don't care.
I mean, I'm not saying I'll never eat Taco Bell. It's just pretty infrequent.
It's a thing. But it doesn't it also have to do with sort of... See, I think Taco Bell... I think what you end up eating is sort of what's convenient, too. And for me, a Taco Bell is very close to my house.
There's a Taco Bell a mile from me.
Is there? Okay, so yeah. I mean, you end up... You know what I'm saying? If you put...
There's a 24-hour Taco Bell, and that Taco Bell's next to a Del Taco.
Oh.
So I have two options.
Oh, see, I don't even have the Del Taco option.
Del Taco's okay.
Like, I don't live near a Burger King. I mean, I'm like 3-4 miles from a Burger
King.
You're
in a Burger King wasteland.
I'm in a Burger King free zone. Well, there was a Burger King, but you had to do that janky. It was on Woodward. You had to do that janky. Remember, we used to go to that Burger King.
You know what? Burger King sucks.
Yeah, Burger King, they didn't do good. But they've remodeled the Burger Kings, too. They've redone the Burger. The Burger Kings now have that crazy Coke machine with 200 flavors.
They have like
you can get those now.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, which, by the way, though, that's a bunch of hype, too. Because, you know, if you want an orange Coca-Cola, you know what it does. It dispenses, you know,
some Fanta and some
five, Coke. Six of Coca-Cola, and then they splash Fanta orange in it. And you can do that at any of these places. It's a bunch of hype.
But it's a machine.
It's a crazy machine that mixes it for you, but it's a bunch of hype.
I don't think I've ever had an orange Coke.
There's no reason. It's a Coca-Cola.
I've had lemon Coke.
And throw a Fanta in. I mean, I guess it's nice because you're
I'll
at a fountain. You
I
can
will
mix
sometimes
things.
Do that. I'll take a little shot of lemonade on top of my Coke.
Right. Well, they'll do. I mean, but they have a thing where you can just mix. It's kind of a crazy machine. And you go, oh, this is so much fun. And then the end result is, you know, just.
A soda.
Yeah. Because I went to Burger King and I had. I think I did like an orange Coke at first. And I drank, you know, when I finished that, I went for a refill. I think I just got the regular Coca-Cola.
Well, Burger King, now I once would have stood by Burger King as a younger man.
Yeah.
And now I look at it and it's pretty much crap. but they're trying to up their...
They have.
Burger King for a while went with the Angry Whopper and everything was like extreme.
Yeah, it was male-oriented fast food.
This is, we put 16 habanero peppers and we deep fried them in pussy juice. And then we sprinkled it with bacon powder and we rolled it in salt. The new habanero bacon pussy slammer. It's guaranteed to blow your taint out. Burger King! Right? Like, I don't need
We got the Creepy King!
Do I need a fucking angry burger? Do I need a burger that's mad? You're just going to be angry on the toilet is what you're going to be.
So, but Burger King, now they have, like, it's more for women now. They've sort of
It's put not nice, for women, but,
well,
still,
but they've added they more. Backed off they've their, backed
they
off.
They had an aggressively 18 to 34 demo male that they were really pushing, and it was like, you're straight up a faggot if you eat at Wendy's. Come to Burger King, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to bite into this delicious Burger King burger and never want to bite a pillow again, you big queer. Burger King! So,
oh, my goodness.
They backed off that a little bit.
Yeah.
Now they've got a Muppet in their ads.
Yeah, they've got, and the Creepy King is gone. Mm-hmm. So they've changed things. So anyway,
They have a McRib knockoff.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Now, if PJ Butlin was around, we would probably have to review that. But, PJ is not here, so.
Okay. Well, let's get into this new product, because I really kind of want one right now. I'm really kind of hungry.
Yes.
I have sort of a taste for something sweet, and Corey has shown up with a package?
You want to take a picture first? Or?
Yeah, I guess.
There's pictures all over the internet of these.
We've already got pictures.
You'll steal somebody else's. Right?
Yeah, go ahead and crack those open. Corey brought watermelon Oreos into the show, and God bless him.
Well,
and you wonder why Corey's the co-host of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's innovative ideas like this. This has been, now admittedly, I'm sure some podcasts have already hit this because these are a new product, but I'm a sucker for new flavor snack foods.
Sure.
I do enjoy, I'm a sucker, I'm a fool. I never had the KFC Double Down that everybody talked about. That was just stupid.
That was just too much. Well, that was bacon between two, right?
It was just two chicken patties with fucking bacon and cheese.
Yeah,
and
bacon and cheese and milk. Ugh.
But
I never had
it. But this now, ladies and gentlemen, from the fine folks at Nabisco.
Yeah.
It's the limited edition watermelon Oreo.
It looks, I'll tell you, that looks goddamn delicious.
Really?
It's like vanilla Oreo patty, cookies.
This is greater living through chemistry because those are colors not found in nature.
You're right.
It's got a green and pink swirl formation.
Yeah, that's the cream. Instead of normally you'd get a a chocolate cookie with a vanilla cream. This is like a vanilla cookie with a watermelon colored cream. And damn it, I can't wait to eat these fucking things. I'm. What are you predicting?
I don't even know what.
I mean, I don't think they're going to be like a regular Oreo. I don't think that's a fair comparison. But I just think as a taking a whiff,
it
what do you got?
It smells pretty much like a regular Oreo.
Does it really?
Bag. So.
Yeah, they do. They really smell exactly like a regular Oreo. Now, Corey, you've already split one. You've already curled off the top. I'm just going to eat one.
Oh, wow. That's got a watermelon flavor.
It kind of does. Well, I really predicted I was going to like these. And God damn it, I was wrong. I mean... Yeah, I'm really it's very sugary.
It is.
Like, even more so than I feel like a regular Oreo.
Well, you might just be used to the regular Oreo and not realize how
sugary it is. Yeah, and how sugary the cream is. But yeah, this cream is heavy. This cream is like...
How do you feel about the blonde Oreo cookie?
That's okay, but it's not...
Now, let me see if you can determine a difference between the green and the pink side of the cream.
I think the cream tastes exactly the same. I think it's just food coloring. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. But did you eat the pink side? You're just eating the green side.
I'm going to get to the pink side. Hold on.
Okay, so you're eating almost the complete green side. Now, Corey, into the pink side. You're saying the greens. Don't tell me the fucking green is different than the fucking pink.
I think
pink.
They're pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think they're. I think I would guess that these are probably just.
Well, it's not overwhelming, but you do get a watermelon flavor to it.
Yeah, I think the green and the pink are the same flavor, but you know what these taste like is, you know how you can get those like wafer cookies and they have them in different flavors of wafers, like there's strawberry wafers and that? It kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
You know, where like the chocolate wafers are the best wafers and the vanilla wafers are second best and then the strawberry wafers are the third best. This is more like the strawberry wafer. Now, so that's stopping me from eating the second one, but... Quarantine for a third.
They're not unpleasant.
They're not unpleasant, but I think I'd take an Oreo over this.
To me, the only flavor inserted Oreo that's really been worthwhile has been peanut butter.
Oh, delicious. Peanut butter Oreo is delicious.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to do a golf clap because I'm still holding an Oreo in there.
Now, isn't watermelon Oreo a really confusing racial epithet?
It's like you're a white guy.
Yeah, you call someone a watermelon Oreo.
An Oreo is what? A mixed race person? Is that the racial? I don't even... That's not something I ever
use. This is how my brain works. Thank you.
Hey, watermelon Oreo. Is that what you'd call someone? That's racist?
Who is that voice?
That was... I don't know. I heard that at a bus stop. I don't know what that is.
You know who you sounded like?
Who'd I sound like?
The guy that sells Ernie letters. Hey. Kid, do you want to buy a Q? Yeah.
Well, I mean, these just aren't that good. I mean, it's okay. Whatever.
They're fine, but they're not.
Whatever.
They're not supplanting the original Oreo.
No. No, and they're not even as good as like a.
You know what I want now, though? Like a lemon Oreo. With these. Blonde cookies.
Yeah.
And like a lemon icing.
I think the problem for me is that the blonde cookie doesn't give you enough flavor. Like, that's the thing. The chocolate cookie is very flavorful. And that balances out the cream filling very nicely. And here the cream is just overriding. You know? It's like, there's too much cream. Oh.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So anyway, Oreo, watermelon Oreos. Our thumbs are up. They're down. Our five-finger scale. What are we giving these?
I'm going to give them a good solid.
I'm giving them three.
I will give
two.
Them a two, three. I'd give them a three.
Give them a three. Yeah. That's a passable middle
grade. Boy, you're so sad. You wanted to love the watermelon Oreo.
Well, I think I'd probably give the pretzel bun Wendy's burger the same. I think
I'll
it's
give
about
that
a
4.
You'll give that a four out of five.
That a four good fingers.
4 fingers out of five. Yeah, I'm giving 3
for being Wendy's. That's a pretty okay.
Yeah, your bar is very low for Wendy's.
I can go to the next step up above Wendy's.
Yeah,
and get a similar experience. Yeah. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I
will say that the pretzel bun Wendy's burger,
yeah,
is better than anything you're going to find at the Clown or the King.
Okay. I might agree with you on a sandwich. I mean, when I go to McDonald's, not every time I go, but if I go to McDonald's, I'll get the double quarter pounder with cheese, mm-hmm, which is an insane giant mess.
They
of
have
meat.
Some new quarter pounder. Now.
Yeah, they're now all their burgers, because I think they got rid of like their Black Angus special burgers, and now it's just everything's a quarter pounder variety.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't eat all the fixins, so for me, it's all just a mm-hmm plain sandwich. And the double quarter pounder with cheese, if you just like meat and cheese, is a pretty good eat, you know, I mm-hmm think. So, yeah, the pretzel bun just didn't add anything. I mean, I like a Wendy's single, but eh. Eh, to the pretzel bun. All right. Let's get into, I wanted to do some, comments on the show.
Thank you.
I was gonna. Yeah, I know we're cleaning Oreos out of our teeth.
Brain farts. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a lot of eating, but mm-hmm. Well, why don't we get into this? You know, on the last show, I teased a big announcement.
You did.
Remember for that show, I had 2 big announcements.
I think tease is the right word. Yeah,
tease. Yeah, because I had 2 big announcements. The first was that, which I talked about, was that the Replacements, my favorite band from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We're reforming, and I had a ticket to go to the first show back in Toronto. Mm-hmm. That was the first announcement.
Okay.
And that was met with, by you, kind of a thud. You could give a fuck because you weren't a replacement.
I believe
fan.
The word crickets. No, I, you know.
I'm excited, but you're not because you don't, the Replacements, you
they're
don't
care.
They're
a band
about.
I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Look, if the Replacements were playing down the street and the tickets were reasonably cheap.
Sure.
And there was nothing good on TV that night. I'd go see them, but they're not a band that
right.
I love.
Right. So yeah, I mean, your thing is you would see them if the
look,
situation.
You ain't nothing but a waitress in the sky. I know.
Right.
You know, but
you're not running to Toronto and paying what I paid for my ticket. That's,
I've
you're
seen
not
Paul in Westerberg too. By okay, the way, I've yeah. seen him okay. solo and yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
So that was my big announcement one, and my big announcement two, which was something we were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Now this is funny because this was a guest on. You know, our listener Brent from Toronto left a comment
well,
here
okay.
on Joel Radio.
So you teased, if you didn't listen last week.
I teased something, yeah.
You
I said big
Joel
announcement
said,
too.
2 big announcements.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first one was that you were going to a concert by yourself in Toronto.
I'm not going by myself. I'm joining the Replacements fans of the world for their return gig.
Yeah, but will the Replacement fans of the world be in the car ride?
No, they won't be in the car ride, but they'll be there when I'm there. I'm like, okay. Fuck you.
Okay.
You fucking
so,
piece of shit. Have another watermelon Oreo, you fat tub of guts. He's eating like 5 to my 2, by the way.
Oh, they're good. I'm pretty good with those now. And they're very sugary.
They are sugary.
Man, you watermelon Oreo. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like some kind of racism.
Oreo.
That was a good Oreo.
Yeah, pretzel bun burger, motherfucker. Yeah, pretzel bun, bacon, cheese.
Joel's got a new character. He's bringing out of it.
Shit. You loco Dorito motherfucker.
You okay. should save this for our guest that's coming up. I love this.
We got to plug him before we go too far.
Somebody's got to plug him.
Yeah, okay. But go ahead. So that was announcement one.
Right, so you said.
Announcement one.
When someone says, I have 2 big announcements.
2 big announcements.
An announcement, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is something that should be relevant to other human beings. And
okay.
your announcements.
But it's exciting for me. It's exciting.
Right. That's not an announcement. You should have said.
I'm announcing to the world that I'm excited.
Okay. Okay, good. What you should say is you could be like, I have a couple cool things that I'd like to talk about.
Oh.
But not announcements.
Announcements. announcements.
You know what?
This announcements.
You're saying
a proclamation to the world.
You declaring these announcements is like Fox News putting alert on everything.
It's a Fox News alert,
right? They have a little box in the side of the screen that says alert at all times, right?
It's raining throughout the central part of our country.
Yeah. And the news can be like. News could be like, Walmart announces 2% growth in sales this month. Alert! It's not an alert. It's not an announcement. So your second big quote-unquote...
Fox News alert. Joel's going to a replacement concert.
By the way, I did a scientific poll of several people who knew you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
as
really?
To whether or not that counted as an announcement.
Yeah,
and the unanimous opinion was... You're fucking high.
What do you mean I'm high? That's a fucking fine announcement.
The second one was even less of an announcement than the first one. So you wrote on a piece of paper.
I wrote on it because my feeling is that it wasn't just enough to mention this, that this was going to require some discussion because of what had been in the news that week. And so I couldn't just say this in a vacuum. We needed to discuss it, and we ran out of time. God. So anyway, this getting me back
I wish I had the drum roll drop.
Give us your big announcement, Joel.
Here we go.
Then Brent from Toronto left a comment, and I'm going to read Brent's comment, and then we'll talk about that, because he made a guess at what this would be. He says, my guess on the cliffhanger announcement, Joel is buying a PS4, not an Xbox One. I believe in brackets, because that's when I wrote you something, and then I put something in parentheses there. In brackets, Joel might have wrote that he'll change his mind if they drop the price of the Xbox. A lot of this guess is based on Corey's reaction, LOL. That's what Brent said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brent, you know, listen, you listen to a lot of the show, Brent. You're a smart kid. You often comment on the show, and we thank you for that. Thank you for being a listener.
Yes.
But, Brent, you're completely wrong on this, Brent. You've missed this. You've missed this by a mile.
How did he miss that?
Because in parentheses... I said that I had actually pre-ordered the PlayStation 4 twice. That's what was in parentheses, Brent. So you're maybe half right. Brent, you know, no, the announcement was...
Excellent guess. Very good.
The announcement basically was, at that point, was after me watching all of the E3 coverage, the Electronic Entertainment Expo from Los Angeles, which I locked myself in a room. And Corey knows this, because Corey was calling me, and I'm like... You know they're gonna interview the developer of from Ubisoft. I gotta go. It's on the game trailers live stream.
You
were like all mad because you were wanted to just talk shit about open mic guys or some crap.
You are such a gay wad.
Well, you were calling me, but you realize you call me with gay wad stuff, and then when you're mad, then I want to get back to what I was doing because it was live on a TV. Okay, right. So anyway, after watching all of the and as a gamer, which we don't talk about video games much on the show. But I have a lot of video games, and I play them, and I enjoy them. And I guess I don't talk about it much because, you know, that might be maybe only a segment of our listenership.
Nerdy.
And it might be a little too nerdy at times. But I've decided, after watching that, to order a PlayStation 4. Xbox at the time was doing this digital rights management and all this internet check-ins and no used games and all this stuff. And so I bought a PlayStation 4. In fact, I ordered it as the press conference ended, which was like at 11 o'clock at night or whatever.
Yeah.
I went on Best Buy and placed an order.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also placed an order on Amazon because I want to make sure I'll get one on day one. So now I have two open orders for PlayStation 4.
Wow.
And
what are you going to do if you get them both?
Well, it might be a situation where
you're going to have $1,200.
It's $399, okay. And it's $100 less than they're charging for Xbox One. So that was part of the deal. Plus, I love PS3 compared to Xbox 360. I love play all the PlayStation 3 exclusive games, like Last of Us, which we can talk about in a minute, that I just got and finished. Terrific. I love all the all their exclusives. And so that's why I was going with Sony anyway. So it really wasn't a tough decision. But if I do get two of them and there's a shortage, then I might be able to make $100 on one of them. I don't know. I could always, but the other thing is I can always cancel one of the pre-orders too. Which is probably more likely me to happen, but I want to make sure. And this is you call me. Get ready, get ready for your slurs, Corey. Write down some fresh ones because you've already used gay wad one. So try to come up with a new one after I say this. Okay,
right.
Come up with a new one. But
right.
I would prefer to get my new console at a midnight launch if possible.
Okay,
because that way I won't have to wait all day the next day for, like, Amazon to deliver. Because Amazon can deliver at, like, 6, 7 o'clock at night.
You are...
And I know.
A turbo dweeb.
I'm No, I thought there'd be some homosexual epithet in there. But
I already
called
you a gay one.
Yeah, you did. So, I thought it was going to be some, you are a cock-sucking faggot, Joel. No, but my feeling is, plus with the hours I work.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because no gay guy's waiting out at midnight for his
PlayStation 4. That's an all lonely straight guy experience, PlayStation 4 at launch. Oh. But my feeling is, because of the hours I work too, I don't want to get my console at 6 o'clock and then have to go to work a half hour later and go to the comedy club. So I'd really prefer to get it in the morning. So Best Buy, basically, if they can get me the one on launch day, I'll either get it at a midnight launch if they do a midnight launch, or I'll be able to pick it up at 10 a.m. the next day. And if they fall out, I'll wait for Amazon to deliver. But Amazon's deliveries, you know, when you're dealing with UPS and stuff, they can deliver super late in the afternoon. Even though, you know, you have to specify a two-day delivery and they say you'll get it on launch day. I don't know when that's going to come, so I probably would be more likely to cancel the Amazon pre-order, go with the Best Buy one, and do that. So.
I'm going to make an announcement.
Yeah, you go ahead. You make your announcement.
About what a pillow biter I am.
Yeah.
In that I actually went to Cleveland last weekend.
Yeah.
To a vintage gaming expo.
Yeah, what brought that on?
Our friend Roger used to play in the old fantasy league with us.
Yeah, we had a fantasy league.
And I'm still in a fantasy league with Roger.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, you want to go to this?
He was going.
And I wasn't working that Saturday.
Okay.
And I said, it's like 2 hours down to Cleveland.
Okay. Hotel.
So we went down to this thing, and it was a sweat box of unbelievable just stankitude. It was
because,
like, you put a bunch of sweaty video game guys who probably don't have good hygiene to begin with.
Sure.
And there, a lot of them are what you'd call portly individuals.
Yeah.
And they're in central, north central Ohio.
Yeah.
And or northeast Ohio, whatever. not an appealing bunch of smells.
Sure. But you go in there, and what do? You buy have tables set up with old games, and you buy them?
They had a room where they had – it was not a huge event.
I figure.
It was in an American Legion Hall.
Yeah, okay.
It was not a huge event.
Right.
They had, like, a tournament room where they were playing, you know, Mortal Kombat. They had the new Injustice.
Okay.
The new DC Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah.
People were playing that, and they were playing Mortal Kombat. There were several games that were set up in one room that were, like, tournaments. So you could get in the tournament if you wanted.
Sure.
They were giving away prizes.
Yeah.
And then they had a wall of vintage arcade
units
that were set up you could play.
Yeah.
Which were cool. They didn't have a lot, and if they had more, this would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah.
But they had, like, track and field with a tappity-tappity button. And so that was fun. They had one of those machines that played, like, two dozen old arcade games. One of those multi-pick ones. They had pinball. They had some pinball tables that I'd never seen. They had a Metallica pinball table I'd never seen.
All right.
And this was all free to play.
Okay.
You
so
just
cool.
paid like $5 and got in, and you could play all these arcade games. And they had a couple pinball table, an X-Men I'd never seen. So that was fun.
Okay.
And the other guys I went with were really into buying, like, they have collections of vintage systems.
So what did they want to buy? Like, what did somebody go home with? What was in the car?
Mega Man 6.
Oh. On, like, NES?
NES.
Okay.
Some Super Nintendo games and stuff.
Oh.
There was a couple Godzilla games, like Godzilla for the GameCube.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because that's, like, we already like Godzilla.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was
yeah.
stuff like that. There was a bunch of Famicom games and stuff you could have bought.
Was that stuff cheap, or did some
Yeah,
some
most
guys...
of it was cheap. There was, in fact, Roger bitched that it wasn't enough high-end stuff.
Oh, okay.
But he did buy this, like, really cool custom, like, Super Nintendo Zelda mod thing that somebody made.
Oh.
That was a rare item. That was cool.
Okay.
You could buy, you know what was cool? They had the like back glass or the top glass pieces from arcade systems.
Okay, yeah.
Like Galaga and Tron.
Yeah.
You know, you could buy that top glass panel.
Okay.
You could just buy that and mount it on your wall and stuff. Those were kind of cool. I almost bought the Tron one. It was kind of cool. But anyway, I nerded out and did that.
Oh,
now, it was really just kind of an excuse.
That's
it was kind of an excuse for a little mini road trip.
Yeah, okay.
With a couple guys I don't hang out with that often.
Yeah.
But that was pretty farty.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, those guys, at least we talk to other people that play video games.
Sure.
You are ordering the PlayStation 4.
Right.
Excited about it.
Yes.
Can't wait to get it the day it opens.
Sure.
To share with absolutely no one.
I shared it with the listeners of Joel
Radio.
All right,
I'm just saying.
That's why I made the announcement. That's why it was an announcement.
The problem, I guess, I have is that for me, sometimes the fandom, when no one else you know is involved anymore,
sure, yeah, yeah,
the enthusiasm wanes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's some of
you
that.
Know what I mean, I was into stuff when all my friends were into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That now we're old men.
Right.
So to me, that's what cracks me up about you.
Well,
you're still as fired up for the fucking PlayStation 4 as if you were 22 and you just can't wait.
I was 12. Are you fucking
kidding me? I know. And you're
no,
like,
but I mean, but the thing for me is that, you know, gaming now is like different than it used to be because the games are more mature. They have storylines and they're more interesting as sort of interactive storytelling than a lot of the older games. Because like guys get their jollies off Mega Man 6, and to me that's kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
Because there's really not much going on other than a little blue man running around shooting a robotic octopus.
A lot of classic games, the Mega Man games are hard.
Yeah, they are hard, yeah.
So I at least appreciate that.
There's a challenge to them that a lot of newer games don't have.
So a lot of old games suck.
Yeah.
A lot of old Nintendo games
they're boring, yes.
But there are some, and the Mega Man games are hard, and I get that.
Yeah, I played the Mega Man games on the Nintendo, but see, I'm not a guy, I don't do a lot of retro gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I play kind of what's new, and that's what I play.
Roger's got a room
where
he's got all, and he's got the new consoles, too.
Sure.
He's got, like, the Xbox.
Yeah.
But he's got, like, he goes and buys, like, you know, GameCubes.
Yeah,
and, he's got an Intellivision. Sure. Like, he's got all these old systems that are
I'll do that. I've had, even since I think I've even got my 50-inch plasma, I think I hooked my Super Nintendo up to that one afternoon. And you know, and I played through a full run of Super Punch Out.
Sure.
Played the full game beginning to end, beat the bosses, all that shit. But you know, it was like once I was done with that, I was done with it. And I was like, I can disconnect this and put it back in the basement. Mm-hmm. That to me doesn't hold up. But when you get into the newer games with the better graphics and the better sound, I mean, I have now my receiver is relatively new, so I can get, you know, DTS-MA out of it and get, you know, 5.1 channel uncompressed sound out of, like, my PS3. And God damn it, when you play a game like that, I just played Metal Gear Solid 4 a couple months ago with that. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing like this, man. This is wild. And even though Metal Gear Solid 4 is a mess of a fucking game with you know, comic book writers would wipe their ass with that story. It makes no sense. But just the pure visual thing of it and audio of it is just amazing. Yeah. You know, I have a beautiful new TV and a new surround sound system.
It's all cool.
And it's fucking fantastic. And
it's all cool.
The PlayStation 4 is fucking going to be good, too.
The thing about collecting and hobbying is that when it's removed from a social framework,
sure,
I it gets a little
ridiculous. Well, I play games with people sometimes. I play with you occasionally.
Occasionally.
We played some Tomb Raider just a couple weeks ago, Tomb Raider.
It's
and that was fun.
Uh-huh.
And back when I had a girlfriend, we would play games.
Are you going to count your girlfriend playing? Like, come on.
We play Little Big Planet, and we play some stuff together. Not a lot. I mean,
I played Lego Batman 2 with my wife.
Good, that's terrific.
But I mean, I don't.
She's not into it as much. Yeah,
she goes, "Oh, it's cute. They're Batman's."
If they're not that into it, it's like you're better off without them.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but it, you know, it's not like it's hard to. Okay, I found, you know what's weird. I love soccer.
Sure.
I'm a nerd for soccer,
and
I love the U.S. men. I watch international soccer.
Sure.
I get fired up for it, but I got, like, two other guys I know that care.
Yeah, I know.
And they usually aren't around.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
like
I'm sitting
your buddy
there.
Sean's on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, Sean lives in San Diego, he's out to sea.
Right.
And, you know, I have a couple other friends, but they usually have kids, and they're not. So I generally sit there and watch World Cup qualifiers by myself. And yell at the TV. And I go, what am I doing?
Yeah, but, you know, you can't.
At least, like, the Lions, everybody.
The Lions, everyone, Rob's into it.
I got a lot of friends that are into
it. Yeah.
So I don't feel like quite. And then I'll go watch games.
But
I'll go watch the NFL with friends.
I mean, there are things where that doing it with somebody else makes it more fun. Like sex. But that's a joke. But,
hey.
You know, but I'm saying, like, you know,
you're
there
right.
Are things.
Jerking off is way better, kids.
No, jerking off.
Spit in your hand and spank it.
But there are things where, you know, you do want to have other people around. But you know what? I like I'm one of these guys. I like single player games. I don't play a lot of online multiplayer at all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, occasionally I played it. Like, I know Uncharted 2, I played a lot of online multiplayer of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weeks of online multiplayer of that. Uncharted 3, didn't play the online multiplayer. Played some Resistance 3 online. Played What else did I play online? I think I played a little Killzone 3 online.
I don't like online because guys are better than me.
Yeah, guys are better than you. That's part of it. But, you know, when some of these shooters, you know, you're a team, so it's like five. Like Uncharted, I think it's like 5-on-5 or 8-on-8 or whatever it is. So those games, you know, you can just be part of the team. And, you know, I never get all the kills. I'm usually at the bottom of the leaderboard. But, you know, you rank the guy up. It's kind of fun. And, you know, in the next generation, there's going to be all these games that are going to have sort of they're going to be like hybrid of like MMOs and online multiplayer and single player. They're all going to like there's going to be a persistent world where you'll be playing a single player game, but there's other people also doing their own things in it. And then you can leave the single player game and go right into a multiplayer game without having to go to a lobby. Mm-hmm. You know, like they were showing Destiny.
I find online gaming to be annoying.
Well, but they're changing it. That's the thing, is they're making it more story driven, the online, where it's not just like. Like Call of Duty now is basically online sports. It's basically, you know, it's video games as a sport. You go, the best player wins. And what they're doing is they're making these games where, you know, with other people, you guys will, like when you're playing Destiny, which is, you know, a first-person shooter from Bungie, the guys who made Halo, the original Halo devs. And those guys, and then you can just sort of leave your game. You just walk down a certain area, and there's a team of people trying to take down a big giant robot.
Right.
And you just leave your single-player game just by walking to another area. You go down a tunnel or something, and there's this multiplayer event happening. And you go and you kill it, and they give you weapons or upgrades or loot or whatever. And then you leave that, and you go back to your game. And so that's a cool way to integrate multiplayer. And that's what's going to be going on with the next generation. And I'm way more into that than playing, you know, I'm better than you.
You suck,
you know. Because I suck at the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
fighting games?
Yeah, I'm terrible.
You
and I played. What did we play and you? What did you wipe the floor with me on?
I think probably Street Fighter.
Was it? No, I don't think we played Street Fighter. Maybe King of Fighters or something.
Something like that.
We played some fighting games, some head-to-head. And Corey beat the shit out of me.
I'm halfway decent at Street Fighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm okay, and if I play my friends, I can probably beat them more often than not.
Right.
But you go to like online.
Yeah.
I get fucking.
Oh yeah.
I get date raped.
Yeah,
within 20
yes.
seconds
yeah.
playing Street Fighter online.
I remember playing,
and
like,
you feel bad. You think, oh, I'm pretty good at this game, or I'm okay at this game, and then guys are pulling combos on you you've never seen.
Like I had the first 360 version of Fight Night.
Yeah.
And you create your character and you go through, and I like won the title. You know,
I beat
Muhammad Ali and all these guys.
Right.
And I went online and I go, okay, I'll play online. And why not? You know, because I've never had the Xbox Gold where I can play, but you know, it was free for whatever. You buy the game and they give you a couple free days or 30 days. I went on there and got my fucking ass handed to me so bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good at this game. I just beat the whole fucking game. I'm good at this.
Well, I found that.
And I was terrible.
I got Fight Night Champion.
Yeah.
Used.
Yeah.
And the regular game is hard.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was going through the levels, and guys started beating my ass.
Yeah.
And I couldn't train enough to beat them. And I'm like,
no way
to
level
a guy
up.
Right.
Yeah. But some games are like this. Some games are hard. I mean, I like games also that have difficulty. You know, like, we're talking about The Last of Us, which is sort of the new. It's a new end-of-the-world zombie. It's actually not a zombie game. It's more of... There's people that are infected with a fungus, and they attack you.
Oh, a fungus.
Yeah, it's a fungus. It's a completely different than a zombie game.
So these are like people on the People Mover in Detroit?
Yeah, they're infected with a fungus. And
speaking of a fungus...
But I mean, just...
Our guest coming up...
Yeah.
He's going to grow on you like a fungus.
Yeah, we got to get to him in a minute. They're on their way, I think, is the deal. So, but anyway, this new game, The Last of Us... It's very difficult, even on the normalest difficulty, because when the infected guys hit you, it's like a one-hit kill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a third-person action game, or at least it's supposed to be, but you're supposed to use stealth. And so, you know, I put it on easy. I turned on the aim assist. I had a fucking fabulous time playing that game. But it was too hard at the beginning. Yeah. And some games I'll play on normal, like Mass Effect 2. Played that on the normal difficulty. I didn't have to dumb that thing down.
Oh,
that was easy.
But do you crank up the difficulty on Mass Effect?
It gets challenging. Yeah, and that's nice to have that. But then there's games like most open world games only have one level of difficulty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those I can play and beat. You know, I think I played Tomb Raider on the normal difficulty. But sometimes I like just to play, and I don't like to be, you know, I don't like to be stopped from enjoying it by not being good at it.
Well, there you go, Joel.
So, there you go. So, anyway... That is the big announcement.
Good for you, and I'm sure the leading
PlayStation 4,
the listening audience now knows where your allegiances lie.
Yeah.
After your big announcement, which I still consider you to be a world class puff for calling that an announcement, the Microsoft Corporation of America actually did make an announcement.
They did, yes.
And that it was basically like, oh, we was just kidding, Donald. Oh, we was making that up.
Did we say that? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. We were drunk last week at E3, and this is what we meant to say.
Oh, we was just kidding. We had meant to say was the following.
Remember when we said that?
Y'all trade your games all you want.
Yeah, they
really did.
They pulled back all their DRM restrictions when they saw that Sony wasn't doing it. So, but my feeling is that Microsoft wanted to have this universe of. Everything was going to be online, and everyone was going to direct download their games, and so that's why they were sort of like making it hard to trade your games or whatever. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, if you want to be a partner with retail, you have to be a partner with retail.
Well,
and if you want retailers to sell your games, you can't restrict their use after you fucking buy them. They're your game, you know. And even like Shigeru Miyamoto, the guy from Nintendo, said, he goes, "Well, games are like toys. You should be able to give them to your kids, and they should be able to play them. Mm-hmm. And you should put them in a box and pull them out in 20 years, and they should still work."
Mm-hmm.
And Microsoft was going to kill all that shit.
Yeah.
And thank God they didn't. So I'm...
Microsoft really was looking at the future of games.
And that's fine.
But people weren't ready for the future.
Well, if you want to do... But dude, the thing is, these games, some of these games... You know, on PS3 now, because they're Blu-ray, and the new consoles will be Blu-ray as well, some of these games are like 50 gigs. Like I think Metal Gear Solid 4 is like 50 gigs on a disc.
Yeah,
you want to download 50 gigs?
Right.
I mean, now some people have super fucking giant fast 100 megabit per second downloads, but if you got like a 6 megabit connection like I got, it's gonna take me like 2 days to download that.
The problem
fucking thing.
Is, and this happens.
So
in...
that's not, and it eats up hard drive space. It's just, you gotta have a disc. It's impractical now. With the size of the hard drives that they're giving you, which are 500 gigs,
right.
And that's a big hard drive, but it ain't big enough, you know?
This is a problem that happens in...
You still got to have discs.
This happens in a lot of industries.
Yeah.
They were targeting the top end.
Yeah.
The high end.
Sure.
Early adopter.
Where money is no object.
Where
yeah.
money is no object. And I'm like, okay, sure. You know who can get this new PlayStation and get all the fucking Adrian Peterson?
Yeah. Well, those guys, absolutely, yeah.
Right. But like
the NFL locker rooms will have the latest game
consoles.
But
this happens with car companies too.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever you cater to that top end market, you realize that's a pretty small market eventually.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty
and
small.
And so the mainstream people went, so you're going to charge us $200 more for this system.
Yeah.
Then you're going to charge us the monthly fee for the internet.
Yeah.
Then you're going to charge us more for the games.
Yeah.
Then we don't be able to sell the games back.
Yeah.
Or trade them in.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really own them.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Go fuck yourself.
Nerd rage!
Yeah, absolutely.
Rage!
Absolutely.
Everybody lost their shit.
But rightly so, because my feeling is all of this is about money. Mm-hmm. The reason they're trying to restrict the games is those they can sell them to you new. Mm-hmm. If you want to sell them back, you know, basically it's price controls. It's everything that's anti-consumer. And, you know, that stuff doesn't work anyway.
Right.
As far as business goes, businesses that try to control... You know, the secondary market for items that all they all end up, you know, they all end up either going the way of the dodo,
mm-hmm.
or they end up changing, you know, the way that they do business. So you can't, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
And that's what I thought that Microsoft press. Now I laughed at you for wanting to watch the press conference.
Yes, I did.
Because the press conferences are always bullshit. Because they're always where it's a hype machine.
Well,
and as a guy who works in media and reads press releases all the time, I can't stand publicists anymore.
No.
I mean, on a personal level, I like the publicists, but their jobs are things I don't enjoy.
Well,
so to me, watching that press conference, when they get to the game footage, that's cool.
Yeah.
But what it is a lot of bullshit. Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Well, those Nintendo. Those Nintendo guys got, you know.
Oh, what was their press conference?
Well, here's every Nintendo press conference. Mario Kart, Zelda, new Mario Brothers. That's every fucking thing, and it's all they do, and that's fine. Don't even get me started on Nintendo, because I used to be a Nintendo fanboy. What? So at some point, I realized I don't need to play the latest Mario Kart.
It's the same
thing. I've played that fucking Mario Kart since 1991, since they've been putting that shit out. It's the same fucking bullshit.
Okay,
I'm done with that.
They put out the new system, which is...
And you have a Wii.
I have a Wii.
And yeah. you have a, but not the Wii U.
I have a Wii because I have a wife.
You have a wife.
You add an F and an E on yeah. Wii, and I have yeah. a wife.
Well, it's for girls.
The it Wii. Is for girls.
Hey, the Wii's for girls.
And that's why I have Wii.
Yeah.
Is she was like, I want to play Mario. And we have like Mario, Super Paper Mario, Mario Galaxy.
I'm sure those are fine games.
Punch Out.
Yeah.
But like we don't right. have a lot of Wii games.
Right.
And anyway, that's you're right. And they put out the new system.
Yes.
Which caught up to the last generation.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be blown out by the new generation.
Yeah, the Wii U they put out, which is about as powerful as an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Xbox is, they're getting rid of that for the new Xbox One. It doesn't make sense.
Nintendo caught up
Nintendo's
to the last generation.
Idiots. And I can't, you're going to make my head explode talking about Nintendo. They make no sense.
It's unfucking believable.
It is.
They've done
this
for
crazy.
The last three
they're
cycles of consoles.
They're crazy.
Right?
They're so Japanese. You know, you can be too Japanese. I don't mean that as a racial thing, but there is a Japanese culture that means
conservative.
Like, and it's very like inflexible, and it's very yeah. much doesn't cater to the consumer in the sense of the, you know, they don't listen to consumer feedback like a lot of like Western companies do.
What was the Nintendo system that was ahead of the curve last? The N64?
The N64 was, but it was behind the times in the fact that they were using cartridges instead of discs.
Discs, right.
And that sort of hurt them. Yeah, I mean, the Super Nintendo was the most powerful system of its day. But yeah, the N64, I think the N64, you know, if you can play, you know, they first of all, the games were almost completely different between that and like the PlayStation, you know, right. the original PlayStation at the time. But I think N64 games generally looked better. I thought they held up better, and I think if you look at them now, they look better. But they had a lot more variety on PlayStation, and the N64 stuff was really cool. But you know, that was where they sort of put their head in the sand and go, like, we don't need third-party developers. We're just going to make Nintendo games, and that's who our audience is. Mm. Our audience is people that want to play Mario. If you want to play Mario, you buy our system. You want to play Call of Duty and all this other shit, go buy Xbox. Go buy PlayStation. And they sort of gave up on that market. They conceded the market.
Yeah,
and you know, but I'm much rather play stuff like The Last of Us and Portal 2. I'm looking at my game collection and just reading
sure.
them off. Metal Gear Solid 4 mm. and Max Payne 3 and all these other great games mm. that Nintendo doesn't have. And yeah. Far Cry 3.
You're not getting BioShock Infinite
no.
on there. No.
And so I'm okay with that. I can live without the Mario game.
Right.
Those are great games. I like them, but I'm also a tech guy. I like to have the latest stuff. And yeah, you're right. Nintendo doesn't have the latest thing.
No.
You know, the Wii U has that big fucking giant touchpad controller, which is like
stupid.
It's stupid. And not to mention the whole motion gaming thing.
What's going wrong with this system, with this generation system, game system? Gaming's always been about giving you something new and cool that you want.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of reactionary and going back. Like,
a little bit, yeah.
Nintendo went, hey, look at the iPad.
Yeah.
Everybody likes those.
Right.
What if you played on an iPad?
Well,
and people went, no, I'm playing it on the big fucking TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to look at this
and
look at
you know,
that.
It's sort of baffling with Nintendo because Nintendo made... I think it's safe to say Nintendo made billions of dollars with the Wii.
Yeah.
And that fucking bowling and every old person and every girl had mm-hmm. that, okay? And they wanted that Wii bowling with the remote and you waving shit through the air.
Mm-hmm.
But even they gave up on it.
Right.
You know, even they went like, fuck this shit. We need to make some games with some sort of regular controller because we're losing this people. So,
right.
you know, they attracted the faddish people. With the gimmicky bowling and tennis games.
They never got core gamers.
And Wii Fit. And the core gamers all went to Sony and they all went to Microsoft.
And I think we've talked about it before.
I mean, you and I...
Everybody bought the Wii.
Yeah.
Nobody bought games.
Right. Yeah.
It
yeah.
sold no software.
You bought the 360. You have the 360. You got a Wii because you had the wife and everything.
Uh-huh.
But
I have, like I said, I've got... what's the Mickey game?
Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Those are the games we have.
Right. So, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, it's like, for me, they lost me. I think Sony right now is making the games that I want to play. They're not doing this motion gaming shit. Xbox is trying to sell you this Kinect with every box where the thing's got to stare at you all day.
Is Xbox going to have a baseball franchise?
No. Basically, EA, the only one that's doing baseball is Sony.
It's unbelievable.
And Sony does, I forget what their Sony baseball is called because I don't play it.
The show.
MLB The Show. And those are good. I've played those in the past, and they're good.
But it's amazing they don't even have a baseball.
Yeah, franchise. They don't even have. Well, EA had a baseball. Actually, they did have a baseball because 2K made a baseball for a while. But they stopped, I think, this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if 2K is bringing their baseball back or not. EA used to have, I forget what EA baseball was called, but EA hasn't made a baseball in forever. 2K was making one that you could get on 360 or PS3, and then Sony was making.
There used to be World
the Show
Series,
exclusive.
Which was
yeah,
good.
I think yeah. So anyway, yeah, and Sony's the only one with baseball, and they're gonna have stuff. So PlayStation 4 it is for me. Release day, hopefully midnight launch. I'll be picking that
somebody
up.
Somebody said in the you're right though. Microsoft read the you know they saw the outright disgust that they generated in the fan community.
Absolutely.
Now, that probably didn't seal the deal until they saw that those people were then pre-ordering PlayStation.
Oh, I think they looked at the pre-order numbers, and that's probably what ultimately got them to flip, you know, a week after E3 and say, oh, shit, we better...
They got a shit tsunami of bad press.
I've heard it's either 2-to-1, the pre-order sales for PlayStation 4 over Xbox One, and some people have said it's as much as 8-to-1. I'm not sure... You know, no one's really releasing the official numbers, and it may vary from retailer to retailer and region to region. But they're saying, yeah, it's at least 2-to-1 on PS4 over Xbox One. Maybe that's changed since they've revoked their policies, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm happy with PlayStation 4. I'm going to get it on day one, and, yeah.
Well, good there.
And you know what? I'll end up probably getting an Xbox One if they have good exclusives, too. I'll end up having both. Because I have both now. I have 360 and PlayStation 3 now. But you know what? I'll wait a year or a year and a half or 2 years to get, you know, because to get Xbox One. Because even this console, even as big of a crazy gamer nerd I was, when the consoles came out the last time around, I waited a year to get Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
I waited, you know, 18 months to get PS3. And they were a year apart anyway, so I really only got PS3. It was basically 2.5 years after 360 launched.
God, is this
that
weird.
I got? I know. This is so stupid. We got. Believe me, when I bring on the next guest, you'll be begging for video game coverage when I bring on our guest.
Well,
but,
I think our guest is
all right. Well, let's just. I'll set it up here because I think they're pretty close. This. I know you guys have heard him before, but today you'll be hearing from the return of MC Sampler.
Oh yeah.
The America's favorite mock rapper, parody rapper, is back with a new song. We are doing the worldwide media launch here on Jola Radio. And he has his new song.
Worldwide.
It's worldwide. A Fox News alert. New music from MC Sampler emanating out of the city of Detroit. As broken by JoelRadio.net. And he's made a new video. I've seen his new video. I've heard this new song. But we're going to play it for everybody. He's going to come in and talk about it. But the special treat is that his director is coming with him. The guy who makes his videos. Who's like a guy who's done a lot of work with ICP and stuff. Who's actually really a nice, talented guy. But he'll tell you what it's like to work with MC Sampler. And the lunacy that is his life.
We hit Harry as long as we could. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, Harry's coming back. He'll be here in just a couple minutes, so I guess we'll just... anything you want to say? Because they're really getting close. I mean, is there...
No.
Anything else we should talk about? Or just let them... we'll just come back when they're here.
We'll come back in a moment with...
Yes. We apologize in advance, everybody.
The world debut.
the new video.
MC Sampler
and song from MC Sampler. Coming up next. All
it's
right.
It's called The Announcement.
This is, you know, it's funny. This is an actual announcement.
Yes.
And... I could give a fuck. Me getting a PlayStation 4, I'm just, the replacements. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's
PlayStation 4. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
We didn't, speaking of announcement, thank you, Jackie Puppet. We didn't even talk about the Supreme Court and the homos marrying. And the,
let them marry.
We talk about
fine.
Paula Deen.
That's good. Paula Deen. Paula Deen's free to marry another
here,
woman.
Here, wait. Flash that Fox Alert ticker.
Fox News Alert.
65-year-old woman has said racial statements in the past. Southern woman who cooks with butter. The one thing I'll say about Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Don't try and tell us this was the most miraculous, amazing thing. She went on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. She launched a couple of video apologies. Those
were terrible. I never watched those, but those were awful.
Yeah, they were just rambling.
It's like her lawyer wrote them or something.
Just rambling shit. And her, I would never say these words. And you're like, you know you fucking said it. Yeah. Come on, who are you lying?
I mean.
And then she goes on Matt Lauer and blubbers. Yeah. And Lauer just kept going back to, like, how much money are you losing?
Yeah, oh, I'm sure she's lost billions of dollars.
He wasn't laying off the,
Paul Medina will be a guest on this show. That's how far, I'm having her in.
She'll be in the hot tub.
I want her on Joel Radio. Paula Deen coming up soon. Big announcement. She'll be screaming the N-word. She'll be in a white hood. She'll be burning a cross right here in the studio, Corey. I'm putting that on. I'm booking Paula as a guest.
We're gonna book Jeremiah Pauling, and Paula Deen's gonna come in here,
Corey,
and hit him with a cane.
We are gonna cook ribs over a burning cross with Paula Deen, Corey. That's the show we're putting on for you, the listener. We are gonna get barbecue sauce dripping off the white hood, Corey. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be full on. It's going to be, we'll be wiping our fingers on our Klan outfits.
She's going to be deep frying watermelon.
She's watermelon Oreos. But listen, Paula Deen, I mean, look, I don't know if you ever worked in a restaurant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You ever see the guys that work in the kitchen?
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest degenerate you'll ever see in your entire life. And then, look, I worked in a restaurant. I was 15 years old. I was a dishwasher. It lasted like 2 months. I was terrible at it. Yeah. Okay. But the guys that worked in the kitchen were the biggest high-ons.
Oh, yeah.
And reprobates, sure, and criminals, yeah, and,
unhirable.
Unhirable anywhere else in society.
We had a guy that came in at like 4 in the morning and baked bagels when I worked at a bagel deli. Yeah. That guy
was frightening, I'm sure.
Freakish weirdo. And just like...
So the people that make our food are not, you know, high-class individuals. And that's true of even like your hero Anthony Bourdain. That guy's a drug addict, and
he admits to
it. And he admits it. And he made a career out of it.
Yeah.
So let's not hide who we are, Paula. No. Come on out.
Well,
do what you got to do, Paula.
It's just
say your thing. Keep
the
cooking them. Keep cooking that delicious down home style cooking, Paula.
The absurdity of it was she went on to the Today Show, blubbered, and went, "Well, I said it one time.
Yeah, I said it once
in 1974. It was April 12th, 1974, and it was on the veranda, and I said it as give me a break.
It's fine. It's look. I mean, you know,
it's not fine.
It's not fine. But it's like we know people do it. My feeling is this. Okay, there is real bigotry. There's real racial hatred. There's people that hurt other people. There's people that hold people back from employment and education and things. And any racist or, you know, bigotry in that department is fine. Saying a word is not in and of itself a crime. Saying a word is not in and of itself bigotry. It's not hatred. It's just a fucking word.
Well,
let's get over
it. It's just kind of this ingrained cultural ignorance that, you know what, it's amazing in the South. There's nowhere where black and white people actually deal with each other.
Right.
Here in Michigan, the white people all in Detroit, the white people all moved as far north as they could get.
Right, yes.
Right? If you go down to Alabama, they live next door to each other. The races mingle.
Sure.
And freely, but they still talk that shit.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's a difference between
the talking and the reality. And,
right,
and you can't just say that one day. Like, you know, Paula Deen's food sucks now because we know she's racist. That's not true. Her cookware, well, we can't carry her cookware anymore because she's racist. Why? It's everybody's trying to be PC. The problem is nobody's outraged.
Right.
You know, if people wanted to be outraged, people are reacting to what they assume the outrage will be.
Well, it's the
they
same...
assume that if Paula Deen still has a job, that black people are going to like kill Paula Deen or burn down. It's like, no, they don't care. The thing is, black people don't care at all. they could give a fuck that the old white lady's racist because they know the old white lady's racist. It's not a revelation to them. The people that have egg on their face are the Walmarts and the Food Network and these people. All these white people are kind of go, well, isn't Paula Deen the most special thing you ever saw? And it's like, that's an old cracker lady. Old cracker ladies hate blacks. That's what they do. That's where they're made racist. They're made in the fucking South, and they work in kitchens.
Right.
That's what they do. White people are the only ones that go, oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, who knew that? And it's just like,
I haven't heard. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody who's mad about it.
Right.
But I did not hear when the Paula Deen shit started, everyone went, ooh, that's bad.
Right.
But I did not hear, like, you know, Ben Jealous from the NAACP.
No.
Going, we got to get this.
Because they...
people are now, what's scary,
because they know it's not a real problem. They know it doesn't affect black people whatsoever.
What is scary now is that we live in a media culture that is gotcha media, where they gotta impale somebody. And they got to do it quick.
Yeah.
It's got to, you know how long it took to get McCarthy?
Oh, absolutely.
He went like 5-6 years before they finally had enough. And he ruined people's careers and lives and threw people in jail. And then they finally went, oh, let's get this fucker.
Right.
Paula Deen admits that one time in the 70s, she calls, it's like fucking, and immediately we steal it and strip it all from her.
It's like,
now, Paula Deen, it could have just been people were like, we're fucking sick of this fat bitch. She's annoying,
but
it didn't give her a lot of cover.
But it's like, it's just like, oh, she said a word. Well, I guess we're going to just throw all that shit, you know. All the...
It's almost in the weird way, like Microsoft making decisions about the Xbox One that had nothing to do with what the users wanted.
Yeah, that's... It's
an insensitive... The corporations go, they reflectively act, and they go, we must do this to avoid
controversy. Well, they're being proactive and not reactive in the sense. And that's wrong, too, though. But, I mean, like, let Paula Deen... Look, Paula Deen stuff should be... Like, nobody cares that, like, Walmart... Like, what people are afraid of is that there's going to be a mass of people outside Walmart going, you're stocking Paula Deen stuff, Paula Deen's racist. They don't want picket signs outside their Walmart. I'm not convinced that that would have happened. You know, I'm not convinced that people are going to be picketing Walmart or picketing Food Network or writing angry letters. I'm not convinced of that. You know, but people say, like, Walmart, well, if Walmart
doesn't really have a sterling racial record of their own.
But saying, if we fire Paula Deen, we'll avoid all that.
Yeah.
All we're going to do is we're just going to heap hurt Paula Deen, and we're good guys. And it's like, if you're like, being in business with her, if she's an awful racist, well, you were in business with her for 20 fucking years and made billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And don't think that you're somebody on some moral high ground because you fired her in 10 seconds.
Because
they heard she said the N-word in the 70s. Fuck you.
I think what's kind of different about this situation is she was still making money.
Based on what?
No, I'm saying she was still making money. Usually, when they cut you loose, because you're not making money.
But it's all PR. It's all about the reputation of whoever her partner is. And I think that's stupid. I think that's lame. I think companies that do that, it's like, you know, look, that's why I feel like, you know, let everybody say what they're going to say. Let people be racist. Let them be judged as racist. If you don't want to buy Paula Deen shit, then don't buy Paula Deen shit, and then Paula Deen will go away. But don't sit there and go like, well, all of a sudden, all that
I guess
shit, we need to get these pots and pans are racist. Get them out of the store. Look at this pan hates blacks. Get them out.
He hates these cans.
Yeah, it's the jerk. He hates these cans.
It's like, so what I'm saying is maybe we should just start a letter campaign to The Voice. Call Blake Shelton a racist and see if we can get that canceled.
I'm sure at some point, I'm sure you can find a guy that was in high school with Blake Shelton who talked about the pickaninnies. I'm sure you're somewhere there's somebody in a thing.
I'm just saying,
I hate the voice.
Get
who else? Whoever
TV.
We hate, let's get rid of them. Let's just pick on a guy.
How do we get it? Seacrest. Somebody's got to have something.
Right. Seacrest at one point.
Right.
What did he say? He talked about the Spicks. Something about that. He was a nice.
Oh.
There was a busboy he called. You know, the busboy came by and I heard him say "flip" under his breath, and that's wrong. You can't see. Nice.
Remember that one time,
Pino guy.
Remember that one time that Seacrest went outside Cantor's Deli and threw a quarter to see who'd pick it up.
Oh, that was awful. That was horribly racist.
Can we get rid of Seacrest?
That was it.
Can we
exactly.
get rid of him?
I agree with you. I think that's wrong.
We can't get rid of our guest, who's now.
Yeah, our guest is about here.
In, so let's.
MC Sampler, the new debut song.
Oh, God.
The video director is going to tell us what that's like. So that's coming up next year on Joel Radio. Here they are, guys.
Buckle up.
Yeah. All right, so here we are. Our guests have finally arrived, Corey. Here we have.
Sir.
Now, this guy, you know, his new rap song is about to drop. We are the worldwide. This is the worldwide media release, right? Could you safe to say?
That's right.
This is MC Sampler, everybody. Give it up for MC Sampler.
Right. Woo!
MC Sampler's here.
And I think it's safe to say that this track is not being released. It's escaping.
Yeah, well, that's as the old joke says. But, you know, we are, because what happened was MC Sampler has a new song. I've been known about this because we're friends personally, and I've known about this for a while. And I said to Harry, MC Sampler, I said, Well, you know, if you want, if you're looking for media, because you're trying to get a lot of media for this song and some hype. And I said, I'll be the you know, I'll give you
right.
a show.
I tried. I approached about 11, 12 legitimate media sources, and I haven't gotten any real response or interest.
Shocking.
And all of so whom, I decided.
Context I gave you.
Yeah. When all else
you
fails.
Up, dude. Oh,
by the way, I promoted your name, though, all over the place.
Yeah,
I helped you.
I would like to talk to you about that.
Corey's now completely associated with this song in this video.
It's great. Thanks.
But the one thing about this project, though, that I liked when you were telling me about it is that you were enlisting the help for the video. My friend Ryan over here, who's
yes.
here. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
Ryan has worked with Insane Clown Posse, so I've worked with Ryan in the past.
Yep.
And I knew that
we
Ryan
go way
had...
back.
Yeah, we go way back. And I knew Ryan had talent, and you guys had collaborated about
right.
a year ago.
Right, so at least
ago.
One of us had talent.
But, well, but my point is that... I felt like this one had a chance.
Right.
And I can't say, you know, but
Ryan,
right.
Ryan is a legitimate director,
absolutely.
Producer. He's
yeah.
got experience in the industry and a focus and ambition, unlike Harry. So I think
right. So Ryan yeah. did a song for you called I'm Fucking Myself on Valentine's Day. And Ryan
yes.
shot that video.
Yes.
It was you and a guy named Halfway House who I'm guessing is dead or disappeared by now.
He's
is that
in
what
halfway
happened?
House.
I heard from Halfway.
Oh, did you really?
The other day.
What's he up to?
He was pimping a horror movie they wanted me to come
oh,
see.
Yeah,
okay.
He might be in a horror movie.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about it. And if I had, I'm fucking
shout out to Halfway House. He's a good guy.
But that's a great video. Ryan yeah. put together this video, which was leaps and bounds better than any of your other videos, I thought.
How many Grammys did it get nominated
yeah.
for? And how? I know
yeah, it, was,
it swept the AMAs, right?
Yes, yeah. it's getting ready to. I mean, it makes a cultural and political statement on the city of Detroit, and really, it's really
I'm still talking about. I'm fucking myself.
Fucking myself on Valentine's Day. Yes, it was an expression of heartbreak on Valentine's Day, and Halfway yeah. House and I, we came up with a song, and we enlisted Ryan's help the last minute. We found him through
yeah.
Craigslist, and
it was a great video.
It was a great video.
We all
and,
loved it. Even Corey, and if this is going back in the archives of Jewel Radio, but Corey was inspired. Then we shot Corey and our friend Rob helped
yes.
you shoot a St. Patrick's Day video. Didn't go as well.
No.
Not as good. And then Rob did his best on it. We like Rob. And
right,
Corey
Rob.
And I helped a little bit.
Rob
but,
worked hard, and it was, you know.
But it just made Ryan that much more valuable.
Right.
When
yeah.
you went from the one project, your highest height,
and then went
to the St. Patrick's Day
off.
Song, it kind of went downhill.
But Ryan, yeah, Rob's
so now
a good
this,
guy.
This
he
is the bounce back.
Us,
this is the redemption video.
This is the redemption video.
It's the comeback. It's the comeback of MC Sampler.
Yeah. And by the way,
I got to ask, though, I haven't tried to work with Harry on this project, and it was
yeah.
a mistake of mine to get involved with this deranged lunatic.
You're talking about this one now, this project?
No, this deranged lunatic
in
any regard.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have, like, a carrot on a stick or... some kind of shiny
yeah,
marbles.
That is
well, how do you?
The big question
how do you
is.
Get this fucking retarded cat person? This kid is like, do you have a ball of string? Is that how you wave it? Because you can't get Harry to focus. And we tried to shoot that
yeah.
St. Patrick's Day video, and we had to spend about 48% of the time getting Harry out of the waitress station at the bar we were shooting at.
That's a little difficult.
Yeah. Trying to get him to
yeah,
put
but
down
Ryan,
the coffee.
What is your secret to working with him? Because he's a difficult charge here, Harry.
You're saying I have. Focusing problems.
Exactly.
I'm saying a hummingbird who just free-based meth has better concentration skills than you do.
Well, can I just say one thing?
Okay, we got another
Ryan
talk.
Ryan is the polar opposite of me.
Okay.
Like, he's all no-nonsense, very logical.
The yin to your yang.
He doesn't put up with any bullshit. And so, you know, we compliment each other because I'm all over the place like a wild firecracker, and he's, like, focused and driven
yeah.
and just, you know, he's very efficient.
Yeah, explain to us, Ryan, how your working methodology with Harry.
Well, I think it works out between Mir and Harry because, you know, like you said, he has that, he's scatterbrained. I'm not, I realize he's scatterbrained and, you know, he'll go on some kind of tangent. I'll be like, Harry, shut the fuck up. Let's go. Let's get
yeah.
this. Let's do this. And he'll just give me that look and he'll be like, yeah, you're right. Okay. And he just kind of lets me steer when he knows that he needs someone to steer for him.
You have the authority to control him because I found that authority to be difficult to exercise.
But I think Harry gives Ryan that authority because Ryan's a professional. Mm-hmm. And Maybe there's a certain level of respect you have for Ryan that you wouldn't have for Rob Rose or Corey Hall.
Right. Exactly.
I also think
when you're working with the kind of budgets that Harry gives me to work with on these videos, he kind of has to let me have that. Yeah. So that's kind of the trade-off, too.
Well, I'll tell you, some of that St. Patrick's Day was shot with no budget. And
well, I did give Rob Rose a significant amount of marijuana and also $50.
All right. Well, I'm sure Rob's not here to speak for himself.
I did pay for many.
We'll say allegedly
meals.
You did those. Yeah,
I would. I would confirm it with him. Our big fault with that, other than having zero budget and having an idiot for a client, was that we didn't have any. We couldn't wrangle the chicks. Probably.
Yeah.
We needed,
right. Yes.
We needed actresses.
Yeah.
As was the problem in fucking myself on Valentine's Day. I could not wrangle a hot chick.
Yeah.
And we ended up settling on Jim.
Now,
talking
have you considered the possibility that no women want to be within a good 100 yards of you, Harry?
Did you tell them the story? I mean, we actually had a woman on set to play the female that day.
In the Valentine's
Day? Oh, yeah. We,
what happened to her?
Yes, we did have a woman on set to play the slut in the fucking yourself on Valentine's Day video. And, she was an actual, like, local porn star.
Okay.
And she, but, like,
I don't know if I'd say
even
star,
she wouldn't put up with your shit.
Local porn.
But we were so disorganized at the time, me and Bill, that, like, I had her wait in my car, and then she just eventually, after 45 minutes, just got tired of waiting. And she just, like, we were supposed to meet at another location, and she just
she
took
decided.
Off and she blew us
she
off.
She went off to score meth and said,
yeah,
fuck this shit.
Yeah, she
and,
looked like I mean, she was really on her
we
way
We ultimately
out.
Got an actress for what we were heading to, but we had to shoot her from, you know, an orbiting satellite somewhere to try to conceal.
Well, she was in my hot tub in that video, it was wild.
Which so anyway. Led to
I mean,
break
the budget up. Got yeah. blown on the Vaseline we had to put on the lens to make that look good.
So now they're just setting the table here. Now the next project comes up.
Yes.
And you decide you need Ryan for this new project.
Absolutely.
And I had heard about this for months and months and months and everything. Mm-hmm. And it all kind of came together.
Yeah, it did. It was not easy because I had first of all, it was first going to be, you know, I teamed up with the Halfway House out of the blue for the Valentine's video. And we, you know, started collaborating. And then originally we were going to do Fuck You Detroit as MC Sampo in the Halfway House. And
that's the new single.
Fuck You Detroit. Exactly. So I was going to say Fuck You Detroit. And then Halfway House was going to like be like, well, fuck you, MC Sampo. Or I love Detroit, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to have this interplay. And then he decided, wait a second, I have nothing to do with this song. And one day we were performing the song live and he just walked off the stage. He just left me there.
And that was
so,
it.
So I was like. So in a way, like, he has nothing to do with this song. And
yes.
It's like, you know, so this is just MC Sampler project.
Good.
So
I like that. Yes.
A shout out to Halfway House. He's a good guy.
He's your Art Garfunkel.
But he has nothing
you
to do with this
him.
Song.
You don't need him. Get rid of him.
Right.
All right.
And so it made it more complicated. So I had to rewrite the song. I was inspired by my buddy Ali Keen, a.k.a. Rucka Rucka Ali, who's an internet superstar. And he said, you know what, MC Sampler, you better just do it on your own. You know, for this project, you don't need the Halfway House. So I wrote verse number two, and out of that night, and I said, let's just, you know, get this thing done. And it took me months to finally finish it and remove all references to Halfway House, you know, and finally to convince Ryan to do it. And it was a series of, you know. Ryan has a lot of patience with me, so like we finally
he's displaying that now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. The fact that he came on to help you promote this,
and then my buddy Chachi, I am Chachi.
Your buddy Chachi.
That's the guy's name.
Is there anybody other than me that has a real name? That you know?
Hold on, you got to type Chachi everywhere. He's C H A C H I I I I. Basically, he's with Bebot Media Group. What?
No, this is fine.
That's his name. I am Chachi. Right, no, he's cool as hell. He's my butt. No, listen.
You just turned into the Jackie puppet for a second.
Well, keep going. I know Chachi.
Eminem named him that.
I know Chachi.
Yeah.
And Chachi put the track together.
And
I like the track. I think Chachi did a great job.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
I mean,
Marshall Mathers gave someone a fake name?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Incredible.
But, yeah. But okay, listen.
Chachi hooked it up for me. Shout out to Bebot Media Group. And right. So, like, the thing is that... basically, you know, it was my idea.
Right,
the story goes, I years ago had met Martha Reeves, who created the song.
Yes.
Honey Love. Okay. And she heard my rap back in, like, let's say 93. She's like, don't ever give up. You know, I think you have some talent. I was like, oh, thanks, Martha. Okay. You know,
so
that
we
was
have
really
Martha
cool.
Reeves to blame.
Right.
So please send your letters.
Hold on. I always loved the song Honey Love. So I said, you know what? I'm one day going to sample that song. And for some reason, this is the song I used to say "fuck you, Detroit." Ironically, a Motown song.
A Motown song. So that's
say,
the
"fuck
beat.
You, Detroit."
And the video for this is on JewelRadio.net, so everyone can go over there and take a look at that.
The
as
video exclusive.
The video world exclusive launch, and I'm going to play the audio here on the show. And I don't know. We can just listen. We can talk over it. Whatever you want to do. But
are you sure you want to do it right now?
I think so, because I mean, people have to give people some reference about what we're talking about, and you've set it up well. So let's just play
it. Kind of embarrassing, but
well,
it's kind of embarrassing.
You're here to promote a song, and
you're embarrassed by it.
This is the kind of shit I have to put up with.
You know. Are there police waiting for me outside the house?
No, come on. Dude.
Is this like a setup?
We're in Ferndale, Michigan. Anyway, we're not even in Detroit.
No,
you can throw a rock and hit Detroit from here.
I feel like I'm on To Catch a Comedic Rapper.
Just play this thing.
Yeah, let me play this, Corey, and then we'll get into
God.
Everything. And I hope Martha Reeves likes the song.
We need Martha Reeves.
Oh, yeah. This is going out to y'all who's sick and tired of what's going on in Detroit. All this killing, all this poverty, all this bullshit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good rappers go straight to heaven. Don't give a shit about what you all think. I'm MC Samplo, and all your rhymes stink. Fuck you, Detroit. Yeah, I said it. Get it in your head. That's where I'm embedded. Imported from Detroit, I'm imported from the burbs. Step to our town, break your head on a curb. Absurd to say you're from the Motor City. City's been shut down since 1960. Fuck the people moving, it ain't moving people. More like ghosts, fucking primeval. Detroit City, more like bullshit city. Detroit fish, shove it up your ass shitty. Fuck the 313, 248's the best. In the 313, you'll always wind up dead. Fuck you, Coleman, Conyers, Kilpatrick, ask me. Y'all make me sick. Detroit, Coney Islands, give me a break. I'd rather put mustard on Kwame's neck. Commit a crime, police don't come. Why would I visit? It's a fucking slum. Welcome to Detroit City.
I mean, this is terrific, Harry. I mean, that shit is pretty catchy, I gotta say.
Yeah, I said it.
I'm into it.
You like it, honestly?
Well, I ride in the burbs, that's what I call
it. I think it's a catchy-ass song.
Who's misunderstood.
Well, I'm talking over it, so come across you can still sell copies. Yeah, I don't want people to just pull it out of the show. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Oh,
Turn
down. Please don't hate if you stay in 3 with me. It's like you masturbate. You might call me a racist. Got no clout. Hey, I hate everybody. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
See that? Ooh, baby.
Yeah, that's
what I want. Got a bulletproof vest. Let's meet in the parking lot. If you hit me right here, that'd be...
Well, I mean, I'm look, you're into it. You're dancing practically. Yeah,
I think it's a great song.
Well, I mean, I think it's good. I mean, here's the problem with it.
Yeah.
The problem is
it's an MC sampler.
The problem is that it's like you're in Detroit, you're promoting the song, you're expecting people to get behind it, right. And it's called "Fuck You, Detroit," and it's a complete insult to the city.
No, it's an ironic love song to the city of Detroit. It's a love song.
I know at the end it comes back and you say,
right. I'm saying I'm fed up with what's going on in Detroit.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at the end, I love Detroit. You know, let's all bring it back.
Well, you know,
bless you, boys. You know, that type of shit. It's like a nice
so
message. At the core, it's just that you have to like unwrap the message
during the seventh inning stretch of Tigers games. They could put this on.
Yeah, that'd
get the crowd all pumped up or something.
You're a real Al Ackerman over there.
Like before a Pistons game.
No, I'm approaching
the players could come out of the tunnel and this would be playing. Maybe the Lions. Corey.
I'm approaching
Lions for sure.
Yeah, the
I'm approaching the Illich Media Group to see if they would like maybe, you know, buy it from me or perhaps use it.
Right.
And you know, maybe do a promotion with Little Caesars where they get like a copy of Fuck You Detroit with a large pizza. You know, I'm thinking like, you know, I'm just thinking outside the
box. Maybe they'll let you do a concert at Joe Louis Arena while they're tearing it down. And they'll just bury you in the rubble.
What if this was L. Brooks Patterson's entrance music?
Yeah, it could be. I mean,
he's the Oakland County executive and long-standing feud with the city.
Yeah, I mean, so if you don't like the city,
when he comes out for a speech, this is L. Brooks' entrance music.
Well, I'm thinking about slipping a copy of the song to Mayor Bing's house in Franklin.
Okay,
You know, since he has nothing to do with the city of Detroit. And, you know, ask him what he thinks.
Well,
we currently, for those who don't follow the wonderful city of Detroit, we have a mayor that does not, that really doesn't really exist. Our city council's eroding as it.
Yeah, I love those guys who are just running off the ship like the rats as the ship is sinking.
We're currently under martial law, essentially, with an emergency manager. So the city council's like, well, screw it. We ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
And they're like abandoning ship, and the mayor is back home waxing his mustache. I don't know what he
Well, he's waiting for the Franklin Cider Mill to open up. Yeah. So,
And then we had one white guy, Mike Duggan, who ran the medical center,
yeah.
who wanted to run for mayor, and he moved to the city like a year ago. But he filed his paperwork like too early because it didn't side up with the date of when he moved to the
oh.
You know what I mean?
So they've disqualified him.
Yeah. So they the judge threw him out.
Yeah.
God forbid we want a guy who actually wants to run for mayor.
So then Ryan, when it comes to the video, you knew this song? I mean, you knew what this was about? And...
I kind of knew what it was about, but I think even the version that originally we were going to shoot the video for, I mean, it had changed two or three times until we actually shot the video. Me and Eric got together, and I think we actually did a little bit of rewriting on it.
Oh.
Just to kinda...
We were rewriting lyrics on the day of the shoot of Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah. So,
but, you know... And you know, I guess are the example of mine and Harry's relationship. You know, Harry just wanted to like run out and shoot the video, and which I'm fine with. You know, he's like, yeah, we almost shot the Obama gas station down on Joy Road there, and we get there and you know, we're just sitting out there. You know, it was raining, and you know, we're getting ready to jump out of the car and go shoot this thing, and. And I'm just like, what the fuck does this have to do with fuck you, Detroit? You know, and I'm like, Harry, we got to rethink this here. So, you know, I was like, okay, let's, you know, get you some business clothes. We're going to go downtown, you know, and try to, you know, we're trying to take the angle of the white suburbanite guy who, you know, looks at Detroit as this gem that's just kind of eroding away. And you know, it's, you know, you're like, oh man, this is the city that I could have had. I hate you, but this is the only city I have. So I love you. And it's just about that kind of frustration. So, you know, that's kind of like what we ended up shooting. And then, you know, Harry came to my house for the next day. We were going to go shoot some stuff downtown at like the Coney Island and everything. And we had talked about what he was going to wear, and I'm like, Harry, what the fuck happened to your suit you were going to wear? He comes out, he's wearing a tiger shirt and a bandana, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I thought we had all this picked out already, and he's like, well, you know, this is kind of what I brought, so you know that's where we came up with the idea to put the orange.
You've got an X
on
through
Detroit.
Old English D.
So it's like, all right, if you're gonna do that, he's like, well, maybe he's a, you know, he's an office guy that lost his job, but now he's turned gangster, and I'm just like, you know, what the fuck are you thinking?
And then you're rapping in front of, in the video, people see you're in front of all these Detroit landmarks.
That's
and
right.
Rapping and all that.
Harry's a very creative guy.
Yeah,
and he's a lot of ideas. Some of them are good.
That's right.
Well.
That's the problem.
You got to cut through the fat.
But here's the thing, Harry. You are a creative guy. You do have ideas, but you act like you're a goddamn genius. And I'm here to tell you, no.
Yeah.
About half your ideas are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
The problem is you don't want to collaborate with anybody. And when you do, and so Ryan doing something is a miracle because I know you can't even get okay. Take the picture that you shot there, with the promotional cover shot.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was told, who told you the idea to, okay, so it's Harry holding up.
Actually,
you know,
John Tenney gave me the idea.
I talked to John last night, and you fucked this up. You didn't even take direction from John.
No, I did.
No, you got it wrong. No, I'll show you. All right?
You got this wrong.
No.
Well, it's...
okay, so the picture. It's a picture of Harry holding up his hand, which is like the mitten of
the
Michigan.
The mitten of Michigan,
you know,
sure,
the state of Michigan looks like a mitten. And he's holding up his middle finger to it. And John said, well, hold up your middle finger so that you're also flipping off the viewer of the picture. Harry's got his hand, he's got his finger turned like this way. So the finger's not even, it's pointing stage left.
So
right. You're not
so,
even
so
pointing
like
straight
this.
Ahead. Right. That's
maybe
what he. That's what John,
it's
maybe
the details.
John said. You
Harry,
couldn't even get that right.
Harry doesn't do good with the details.
No.
Harry kind of just like throws the clump of clay on the wall, and it's
maybe that can be changed in time for the time people hear this. Cover will be sorted out.
I honestly
you
didn't
have some
get
time
it.
To sort out the cover. We're taping this just in advance of the big launch, and when people see the cover on iTunes,
the big
it
launch.
Could be different. Yes.
What is this Chinese democracy?
This is going to be huge.
This is,
it took about as long as Chinese democracy to put this
but
thing
are
together.
You? So, what is your expectation for this song? Like, where would you like this? What would you? I mean, people obviously it's on iTunes. People can buy. People can watch the video on YouTube.
You don't understand.
What do you?
You just don't understand.
What
Joel?
Would you like people?
First of all, my I hate to break this to everybody, but my rap career is at stake here. If this video, Ryan has put me under a challenge. Okay, yeah. Basically, Ryan sees that I'm creative, but yeah. that I could use my creativity towards more productive ends.
He needs to focus it in
more lucrative ways.
Yes,
so basically, you know, at age 56, you know, I feel that my rap career is maybe in its...
Only slightly exaggerating, but yeah, okay.
Maybe it's in its twilight years. Yeah. Twilight years, and...
No, never give up. Like Queen Latifah. See how she stuck to the rap music?
All right.
Well...
But so you're going to...
So my point is that Ryan challenged me, you know, a few months ago, that if this video...
Yeah.
Does not hit 10,000 views, okay. which is like a very, very minor.
That's a very modest,
very minor viral
okay. sure, all right.
video. Very minor.
Yeah.
Then I have to immediately retire from rap.
Oh,
which is devastating for me because my entire 401k is based on my rap earnings, and I make about $10 a month, and that income source will immediately end.
Just all to right. put in perspective how meager the 10,000 is,
yeah.
certain episodes of this podcast in history have hit 10,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, barely. I mean, we need the full...
We're talking like Legionnaire's disease compared to HIV and AIDS. Like, that's the kind of viral we're looking
at. Yeah, you don't, need, you don't need a
yeah,
full
Yeah, if this could have like a Legionnaire's
thing.
Type of virility, sort of virility to
yeah.
it,
yeah.
I would appreciate it.
You want this to be the pink eye of viral videos.
Deep down, I have a terrible...
It doesn't have to be chicken pops,
yeah.
but maybe mumps. If you hit the mumps level.
So if you guys have any ideas.
10,000 views.
Beyond Joel Radio.
Well, Joel
to
Radio,
get it to
but
get
anyone.
10,000 views. I mean, would you put this on Twitter? Would you?
I don't have a Twitter for Joel Radio.
No, as.
Oh, Upchuck the Clown has 8,000 followers on Twitter.
If you want a video.
But that's still not. Even if every one of them listens, you're still not at 10,000.
No, I'm not encouraging.
Let's say everybody.
But would you put it on there? Rob Roos and I are friends.
Rob Roos?
Listen, I'm not making you any guarantees about that.
All right, fine.
All right, now, you want to get a video that hits 10,000 hits.
10,000 hits.
Well, one, you either make fun of Miley Cyrus, or two, and obviously, for obvious reasons, Ryan couldn't be involved with this, and probably Joel.
Yeah.
You would do Fuck You, ICP. And that will get 10,000 hits because all of the juggalos will go, "What you saying about the thing?
Yeah.
Well,
family. I mean, whatever.
Then,
I mean,
and then they'll get mad at you. Now, if you're just trying to get hits, do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I personally don't know if I see this song getting 10,000 views, personally. I mean, if you get the right media, I know you're saying Mitch Albom was sent the song, you told me before the show, and he has a big radio show. Of course, he's a famous best-selling author and all that stuff. I mean, but the chances of him playing this, that's the problem with this song, is that it's sort of...
What is the...
mainstream media is not going to cover
what's
this.
What's the clean
dude.
Version? Fudge You, Detroit? What is
yeah,
the,
I have the... I mean...
We have the clean version.
Do you want me to play the clean
yeah,
version?
Yeah, sure. It's like...
I guess I could play the clean version.
I think it's
version,
just all bleeped out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's much cleaner, sanitized, Mitch Albom friendly. Mitch Albom, if you're hearing this show right now,
600
please play it. Ken Brown is collaborating with me with the music video back in 93, you know, so.
Sick and tired of what's going on in Detroit.
Okay, this is the clean version.
It's been brilliantly cleaned up. Listen to this.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good rappers go straight to heaven. Don't give a sh** about what you want.
Hear that?
Okay. That's
clean. And all your rhymes stink. You Detroit.
See?
Yeah, I
it's
said
blank
it.
Detroit.
Get it in your head. That's where I'm embedded. Imported from Detroit. I'm imported from the birth. Step to our town. Break your head on a curb. Absurd to say you're from the Motor City. City's been shut down since 1960.
And then Ryan brilliantly, he covered up like the images of me giving flipping off my finger.
Oh, and this is a clean video.
But not the part where he's eating Kwame Kilpatrick's dick off.
Yeah, there
a hot
is
dog
that
bun.
Scene too. I've
no,
seen that.
No, that was blocked out.
There
in
is
the
a
clean version.
There is a dildo covered in mustard that's being consumed at
yeah,
one
and
point.
It was coming out
now,
of somebody's
now,
pants.
Now, the story I heard is that you ran into Lafayette County Island and stole
they actually
one
let
of their
us use their mustard.
Yeah, I convinced them to let me use their mustard. Somehow, I think I tipped the guy. And then we went out into an alley.
Should we say what the scene is? So
yeah, it's in the video, but you say it in the song. You'd rather suck on Kwame's whatever. How do you say it? I forget the line in the song.
I don't know, dude.
You'd rather suck on Kwame's snake or something.
Yeah, I'd rather
mustard off Kwame's snake.
I'd rather put mustard on Kwame's snake because I was saying Detroit Coney Islands, give me a break.
So you don't like the Detroit Coney
Islands? Kwame's snake. Well, I do inherently, but I'm just saying it for
shocking. So you go down and you go into this famous Lafayette Coney Island.
That's right.
And you need a mustard, because I was there for this part of the shoot.
Yes, you were.
And Ryan's,
it was your penis that
I... It was not my penis, but Ryan's mad because you didn't bring your own mustard. Because you didn't prepare. I remember that was an argument.
These are the things, you know, I'm like, Carrie, we're going to be in alley. We need a bottle of mustard, a hot dog bun, and Harry shows up with nothing. And I'm like, fucking Harry.
But I had the true authenticity of Lafayette mustard.
Which is ironic because, you know, I mean, originally when we were going to shoot this, Harry just wanted to, like, wave around, a big giant dildo. And I said, wait a second. I said, Harry, if we're gonna try to hit this 10,000 mark, we got to go for gusto here. How do you feel like biting? I mean, gnawing. And he's gnawing.
Oh, so the funniest bit in the video was your idea. I just want to make that clear.
I do. Have to, so, but that's how the creativity works. See, we put the two ingredients together, and we gotta blend it around a little bit.
So you're in the video. You're swallowing, basically licking a dildo full of mustard.
Yes.
A black dildo.
Absolutely.
In an alley in Detroit.
Your so that dildo.
It's not my dildo.
It was your penis. Because everyone hates Kwame Kilpatrick.
It's true.
It's
but
just
why
my
not
shout
a
out
fuck
to
you
Kwame.
Kwame song? Why not that? Maybe that would be a bigger deal.
Yeah,
like
I thought
5 years
about
ago,
it.
Whenever
I
he
thought
was.
About
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I mean, I...
The mayor.
I don't want to give him enough credit.
In jail, right?
Yeah,
now.
The mayor's in jail.
But we're trying to get him the video to see the for him to
that'd
see
be his
the video
theme song. Now, because he might want to say "fuck
now,
you, Detroit." He's
the,
very angry.
When is the new version of "Change That's Loose" going to finally drop?
Oh,
when is that,
now don't now that's a oh, boy.
That's an ongoing thorn in my side.
But
I
here's my thing with you, and then this brings up the "Change That Loose," which is a song, a parody of a rap song that came out, I think, in 1992.
Yes. Topical.
Yeah.
On the money.
Gin and Juice. He's a parody of Gin and Juice about the economy, and he's been working on that at least for 5 years, let's say. I mean, I've known you for that long. You've been working on the song. But here's my feeling with this video. Mm-hmm. This is the way I feel you need to work in the future.
Okay.
And maybe, Ryan, you give your input on this, too. And Corey and I are on the same page, I think, but... What you should do is you should be parodying things that are in the news like today. Like, you should have a song about Kim and Kanye's baby. That thing might blow up because it's today's news. But you're sort of doing stuff, and it sort of is dated. And a lot of times, the stuff that gets viral is stuff that's about today.
And the stuff takes so long.
Okay, right, that's why I feel like you need to move quicker. And I know you don't have the technical skills
When did we shoot I'm Fucking... Like, I think we shot I'm Fucking Myself on Valentine's Day the week before Valentine's
right,
Day.
Yeah,
and
it came
out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so it was
the
sort
same
of,
thing happened with St. Patrick. We got no lead-up.
Yeah, it's hard to be topical, but at the same, you're absolutely right.
But I feel like that
to
I feel
get
like
a lot of views
when you look at viral stuff. Like you wanted to do a thing about they had this Super Bowl commercial. I don't think it was this past Super Bowl. I think it was two Super Bowls ago, where there was the imported from Detroit song, and Eminem was driving the Chrysler 300 and all this stuff.
Right.
And you said, "I'm going to make a video for this, and I'm going to work
and
on it."
It took me 6 months.
And Corey was going to help you, and you guys got together and all this stuff. Meanwhile, a guy had imported from Wyandotte up on YouTube. The morning after the Super Bowl,
right.
A guy did an imported from Wyandotte that was in the front page of the Detroit News and Free Press.
Right.
And everybody went viral.
Yeah,
and for a couple days, because that was fresh in people's mind, everyone watched it. And not but
timing,
you know,
is everything. You're
timing and that guy.
Right.
See,
I haven't.
But
been
see, that guy moved
timing.
Quick. That guy moved quick. Well, he knew what he needed to do.
Harry,
you
have a great act for 1989. You really are very topical and speedy. But the problem is with this kind of parody stuff. If you're not doing original. Just unique material.
The media moves very quick.
The media moves quick.
No, you're absolutely right.
But I don't think "Fuck You, Detroit" is that dated of a topic because it's an ongoing.
It's evergreen because the city continues to suck.
Yeah,
right.
So,
but
I feel like that. If you want to talk about the recipe for viral video success, I think timing is part of it.
Yeah,
and I think you've missed.
Now
that.
Let me ask you.
Why
this.
Don't you send us some media personalities in Chicago?
Or that could be good.
Columbus.
Other cities hate Detroit.
Because other cities hate Detroit.
Maybe if you have a big sports rivalry, like when we were playing the Blackhawks in the playoffs, I mean, maybe when the Tigers are in the playoffs and we're playing somebody, that could be a thing. Where you
I think
would,
Cleveland, Columbus, and Chicago all hate Detroit.
Possibility, yeah, absolutely.
It's an idea.
Toledo.
That's an idea. Let me ask you this. My buddy Rucka, he was like, "Oh, you know, we had come up with an idea called."
I know Rucka. He's about 97 pounds, about 5'1". But
yeah,
he's Rucka. Okay.
So I'm talking to Chaka and Tweaky.
A few months ago, we had come up with an idea called, and I don't know if it's still relevant, but I could write this song and get it out there. But it's, again, it's still topical, but not as topical as it was 4 months ago, which is I'd fuck Jody Ann Arias. The media's fucking biased.
Yeah, it's over. It's over for that. Let
that's
that go
gone already.
Let that go. Maybe murder Aaron Hernandez song. Make a
Jody Arias was
she killed her boyfriend.
A hot chick who killed her boyfriend in the shower and her trial.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The trial was on TV. Every minute,
already over.
Yeah, I know. What about this?
You got 30 minutes to do Trayvon Martin.
The guy.
Let's do it now.
Aaron Hernandez from the Patriots is up on murder
charges.
That's
not as an interesting topic.
45 minutes.
But you know, maybe the Boston media would want an Aaron Hernandez song.
The problem is, Ari,
you could come up with that.
This stuff moves quicker than you.
It does. I'll tell you one time. One time I was able when what's his name was killed, Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden.
That night I heard it from coming in from Canada, and at night I put together a video. That night.
That night.
That was one, and the next day I had like over 3,000 views.
All right, there you go.
Yes, I was able to do that once.
Congratulations.
But I got to get better at it. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and
right.
I felt like, and I gave you advice once. I said, you need to take like a video editing class. You need to take maybe a basic recording class and sort of be able to work. You know, I mean, I have a studio here for Joel Radio where I, you know, make this whole show and everything.
Yeah, I do.
You need some, you need to put a little, you know.
Well, Ryan can back us up. Yeah. Editing is hard.
Yes.
Whenever you do, and I've been involved in a bunch of TV and local stuff and movies, and that's the hardest part of any shoot, any process. Generally the editing, you know, sometimes you have a crazy shoot, but the editing is almost always the hardest part. So that's something you got to learn how to master, or you need somebody who knows how to do it that you can work with every time. It's hard.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I mean, if I knew how to like record on my own and videotape on my own, well, not video. I mean, I like working with Ryan, but if I knew how to at least do the basics, a basic thing,
a basic stuff.
You
that's
know, like
what
let's
you
say
need.
I came up with a song or an idea, and I just had like a slideshow, you know, or
sure,
something like
you
that.
Can just put stills
that would go viral.
Into a time into a
because
a program
timing,
and
time
render that out as a
me,
movie.
You know,
yeah. See, you could do that. You could put if you could learn how to drop a track into a video editor. Throw some still images over there and make it sort of a thing. That's a very simple thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly doing things for you that are like, burn me DVDs of this and that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Copies of songs. Because I have a little more skill. I mean, I'm not nowhere near as talented as Ryan, but I can help you with some things.
Right.
But then
when
it comes to...
And you're very helpful. Harry,
you're
technical.
Have you seen five-second films?
No.
This is a new trend that a bunch of comedians are doing.
Okay.
They're literally five-second films.
Yeah.
They're tiny. They're like basically one punchline.
Yeah.
In a movie form. And I'd have to show you some to see
okay.
them.
Okay, well.
If you experiment, try something like that.
Well.
How about five-second rap songs?
Well,
if only.
Your songs are good for about 5 seconds.
I think the track is good. I think Chachi did a nice job with that. I think Ryan did a nice job with the video. I think that the subject matter may hold us back a little bit. I'm not sure if people, you tell them, fuck you, Detroit. I don't know how interested they're going to be, but we'll see.
What if I put in the title, fuck you, Detroit, in parentheses, I love you?
In parentheses, like a love song.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Detroit. A ballad or, you know, a love song to the city. That could be a parenthetical.
A love song to the city?
Yeah. See? Ryan, you with me on this?
I like that. A love song to the city?
Look at us having good ideas for you.
How about a song about Carmen Harlan's freckles?
I'd fuck every one of Carmen Harlan's freckles.
It's like they became more pronounced with time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if she has freckles near her vagina.
Local news anchor icon. Black lady with freckles. Yeah. I don't understand how that happens.
Me ask you this.
Yeah.
What about adding, maybe taking the video, maybe doing a remix of the video where you incorporate images of the city, maybe from like stock footage or other footage or something? Would you be open to that? You know what I'm saying? Throw things in.
I'd probably be having to. I would probably have to do it on my own because
I've
already worn out Ryan's welcome. But like, right? I mean, I'm sure, like, you mean like stock footage of like
whatever Carmen Harlan or things like that, or old footage of
Bill Bonds,
Paul Mignon,
you know,
and Bill Bonds.
Fago.
I don't know if we can get that footage. I mean, unless you just
the Bob. But if you do like a bootleg.
No, it'll be sweet. And then show like the riots, 67
because
riots.
Ultimately, anywhere that people hear this is ultimately leads back to sales. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if people, like I'm saying, if you did a video, let's say you
soupy
did this video.
Sales.
You did a bootleg.
Sales.
There's Soupy on the board there. But I'm saying if you did a bootleg version, like an unofficial video that had all this in this footage, this old Detroit footage.
That'd be sweet.
Then you that would still make people want to buy the song. Meaning, though, it wouldn't
be like
the official MC Sampler
the ghetto
project.
Version, like,
yeah.
like footage of like the old Bablo commercial, Faygo commercial.
I'm opening a can of worms here, but you had a song called Baby's Got Jack. And we've told this to Baby Got Jack. This is a parody of Baby's Got Back.
Was that your most successful
And it was far and away his most successful. It was on local radio. It was on the top 9 at 9 and all these stuff. So, yeah. But now if you go on YouTube, people have made parody. Like, they've used that song and made their own videos out of the song.
Yes.
Which has increased the awareness of that song has been raised by fans making their own videos. In
sure.
sense. So maybe that's a thing that you can sort of start down that road.
Harry would need
and maybe
fans.
A second wave. Well, he could do it himself, but not
maybe
I could not
fans.
Promote. You know what I'm saying? If you did it in a, under another guise or something,
right?
It would take that. If you just took the song and did a video of other things, it wouldn't have to be like it could help in that way.
How about Rosetta Stone? Have you thought about buying Rosetta Stone
and
learning another language and then becoming an ESL teacher? I think. That is a possible career path.
I thought you were going to say he could do fuck you Singapore if he learned another foreign language. Yeah, or something, Fuck you Paris, and you could do it in French. You speak French.
Fuck you Singapore, I'm not going to be nice.
He actually speaks French.
You can suck that chicken and rice. I can do rap already. See, there you go.
Listen.
Parlez-vous français?
I just got back from Lebanon a week ago, and I think fuck you Detroit could be big in Lebanon. And if once fuck you Detroit becomes successful, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do... Fuck you, respective of all cities across the
fuck
world.
Fuck you everywhere.
Fuck you Rome. Fuck you Paris.
Gonna,
fuck you New York. Fuck you San Francisco.
I'm
going to
throw out another controversial idea, okay? Yes. Mel Brooks, for years and years successful as a television writer. Then he made films. Then he became... What was his biggest success?
I don't know.
Broadway.
Tell me.
Yeah, Broadway. But
he did the producer.
He's nice.
How about Chicken Cream Chop the Musical?
Don't get me hungry. That is not right.
Harry,
I have not had
saying,
breakfast
the rap videos
today.
Aren't working.
Why are you bringing up Chicken Cream Chop?
Well, why don't you write a musical?
MC Sampler the musical?
Yeah.
A one-man show of rap and I think
I'll probably be 63 at the time, but
I think
when
fucking
right, by the time you're finished with your magnum opus musical.
What about, I've got it. Harry's old, he's retired, and he does Fuck You Sarasota. And it's all about the retirement home down in Florida and all that stuff. What do you feel about that?
No, I don't like
Fuck
Florida.
Fuck you, Fort Myers. No, not interested.
I do. If it does hit 10,000, listen, hold on. If it does hit 10,000
Golden
views,
Towers, more like Golden Showers.
I do. I honestly have been working on two songs, Fuck You LA and Fuck You New York.
Oh.
So like, if it does.
A Fuck You trilogy is what you're saying.
Right. But
trying to serve me Jell-O and peas, nigga, please. So you could do about the old folks home and just fucking, how about that?
Dude, be careful, Joel, because I may release Fuck You Ferndale.
Oh, Fuck You Ferndale. Well, that'd be a gay song. It would be two guys fucking. Be the fucking...
And then I'm working on Fuck You Hunting in Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Fuck You Hunting in Woods.
Well,
thank
listen.
You. That was great. That
well,
rocked.
Ryan, are you
man,
on,
your flow is incredible.
Are you on board to shoot Fuck You Rome? Are you willing to travel internationally?
Listen, if it takes off, it takes off. What can I say, man?
Well, I'm hoping it will. I mean,
Fuck You is an international word.
It is.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
fuck
you.
You, fucking Japan, Tokyo, fucking.
Harry,
fuck you,
I got this is going to blow up in the superstar.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Prophet Muhammad. I think this will be incredible.
See, now that...
Fuck you, Prophet Muhammad. I don't care about
that. You're going to make a huge...
But that's a thing you've never gone down that road. Because you say you want to be controversial.
No.
You want to be shot.
I did have a song
the guy,
once called...
They blamed the whole Benghazi thing in Libya over this guy who made some crappy movie in L.A.
Yeah.
That was
I did
on
have a song
you
want to
make controversy? Let's
I
go.
I did have a song once called Go Hezbollah.
Yeah.
In support of Hezbollah against Israel. But then...
And
I almost put a video out there, but then I thought it wasn't
that
wise.
That was to the tune of Rock the Casbah by
that's
the
right.
Clash.
Go Hezbollah.
Now, Harry, Huntington Woods is a population of 6,000.
Yeah, honey, I hate Huntington Woods, man. They're fucking trying to keep me down, those motherfuckers. It's right, when I go down Woodward, I see a little sign, and it's right next to Pleasant Ridge and shit. Fuck Huntington Woods. I don't even know where the fuck it is.
That's the neighborhood I grew up in. And the population is 6,328, which is most of the bulk of the 10,000 right there. If
that's
we
true.
Could just get
If everyone would get on board.
Yeah, the only problem with getting 10,000 views for Fuck You Detroit is how many people are in Detroit that would hate the video.
There's millions of people in the metro area. I mean, you think that would be a good thing, but it's...
This is a metro area of about 4 to 5 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus all the expats, all the people who left Detroit, who... Los Angeles, you can't go 20 blocks... Sure. Without hitting 15 people from Detroit.
Absolutely. They're all Atlanta's the same thing. My brother's down in Atlanta. There's tons of people from Detroit and Michigan there.
So, Fuck You Detroit, a love song to the city.
Yeah. I
think you got to perform live, too.
Is there any live performances?
Start performing in bars.
Fuck You Detroit coming soon.
5 views at a time.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you went into a bar and you said "fuck you,"
wait. I've been advised not to perform it live.
No, for your safety. I didn't say nobody would. I wouldn't be with you. I mean,
right?
Yeah, Ryan's not going
to
be there.
Hey, did you hear about MC Zampler shot to death?
I wish her the best with it. But I mean, what about I think something like this is.
I need a bulletproof vest.
Well, it's not really. My also feeling is, this is not the mainstream media. We're a podcast. We're underground. The whole thing, dual radio.
You're so underground.
We're completely underground.
Hold on. This podcast has been around.
This
is one of the original comedy podcasts. So suck my dick, Mark Maron, and all those motherfuckers.
No, listen. We like Mark.
Let's do that.
Fuck you, Mark Maron, maybe.
Yeah, fuck you, Mark Maron.
Yeah, that's the new rap song. But listen,
and fuck you, the other guy.
I just think that maybe this is maybe for blogs. Maybe this is for that sort of media. Blogs,
recommend what
underground.
Blog?
I don't know. There's all kinds of Detroit blogs that are local that cover events in the city and things like that. Maybe they would be interested in this. I just don't know. I don't know that Mitch Albom is what you're looking for. I don't see you sitting on the big brown couch on Channel 2 anytime soon with this. Corey, any
Jason
chance of that? Corey, you have an inside track. You're on the Fox 2 Morning Show.
Oh, I can see Cam Carmen grooving to this.
You don't see Cam Carmen, and what about Alan Lee? He seems down with the hip-hop.
He might actually.
Alan Lee?
Charlie Langton, I think, would be a bit on this. Anyway,
what about Charlie LaDuff? He's controversial.
I told him to send it to Charlie LaDuff.
Oh, did you? I sent it twice.
Okay, good. That's a good move. Charlie LaDuff, very controversial reporter. Here in
Detroit.
Did
you see Charlie's wonderful reporting from the Rouge River?
I did see that. And Harry lives near the Rouge River.
Yeah.
Lives on the Rouge River.
I think Harry drank water from the Rouge River.
Yeah. I was sick.
You were sick from Lebanon. You went to Lebanon for a wedding.
Sick.
And now what? Did you go to the doctor yesterday? What happened?
I did not. And I actually, it's finally gone away, I think.
Oh, good. Everything's back to normal. He thinks he drank the water, right? Oh.
Yeah, I drank the water.
Well,
did you go to your therapist and they explained that you imagined that you drank the water and psychosomatic?
No. The water is destructive.
You know what? This could be good for you and other people. How about you build therapy puppets? I'm just trying to think of other careers.
That's a good idea.
When the rap dries up, right? You show Hortense as a therapy puppet. You get all your emotions out.
Right.
And you take this to other disturbed people, and you have a little puppet show. And then we'll film that, and I think we could make that something. That's a show. There's a reality show right there.
I don't know.
There's an idea.
Ryan, what has been your advice in promoting this thing? What do you tell him,
Harry's
how to
sad.
Get this out
We've
there.
Beaten down Harry.
No,
that's
no,
sad.
No. This is productive. This is productive.
I did meet Jesus yesterday. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I did. No, he
sure
went.
You annoyed him too.
No, he went.
Ryan,
no.
What?
He said his name was Chris Peters, but I was like, wait, you look just like Jesus.
All right, that's an inside
anyway.
Joke.
I think he's gonna play live.
You gotta play live.
Do one song gigs. You go and get into a bar. One song.
Well, you heard about the Comedy Zone just open up in Southfield.
In Southfield,
I'm thinking about approaching them.
Sure.
Hey, I'm MC Sampler, and I want to do this song. Can I open for Keenan Ivory Wayans? Fuck you, Detroit.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Can I do this now? Don't take this wrong way. On behalf, I think I speak for the management of the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak. We're gonna decline.
I can't do Fuck You Detroit at an open mic. I didn't even ask.
I don't. Well,
you know we're declining.
I'm declining in advance. I'm declining on behalf of the Comedy Castle in advance.
Well, that's mighty.
And
that's
why are you closing a door? I didn't even try to open.
I'm gonna pass for right now.
I didn't even consider it.
Well, again, I think
suburban churches. Performance suburban
I think
churches.
Speaking for the Comedy Castle,
wait, suburban churches chicken? Are there any?
What about Word of Faith Church in South?
Why don't you go down to Flavor Flav's Chicken down in Sterling Heights across from the movie
theater? The only problem is I heard they haven't paid their rent and they're closing
shop.
Well,
but they're still open apparently, so now's the time. Strike while the iron is hot.
What? You
strike
go,
while the chicken
don't you
is hot.
Flavor Flav's right now.
I mean, Harry looks despite. I feel bad. Look at him.
You know, here's the deal.
Come on.
It's taking me years to become somewhat of a good rapper. I'm okay. I'm not anywhere good as a rapper, but, you know, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, I give my rapping skills about B minus.
You've taken 20 years to become an overnight failure. And, no,
I gotta tell you, America loves comedy rap. They can't get enough of parody rap.
But I can see
this. And they can't, no.
But this
they
is
love
not parody.
It. Anytime a fat white guy gets up and goes hip to the hop to the bip to the bop, they love it. And the year is 1987.
Yeah, it's,
But this
That's
is not,
when Americans stop
but
loving.
This is not
comedy.
Really,
right. Barry
this is not
Sobel. Barry Sobel rang that fucking all the white McBoy rap.
Squeezed
parody,
all the juice.
Squeezed
right
all the entertainment out of that he could in 1988.
Poor Ryan's over
that's
there.
That's right. That's why. That's why I evolved from a rap parody artist.
So now this is original
to an original
material.
Song.
You have to give him credit. This is original material.
I hammered him every day for years about stopping with the parodies.
Well,
now he's doing original material, and this is good. I'm telling you, this is your best work, which is still pretty mediocre.
But listen, so this one's got a shot of any of them do because it is topical, at least on some level. Right. You've got Ryan involved. You've got a professional video maker who made a nice video. Mm-hmm. I think the track is catchy, which is good. And at some point though, you have to look at it and go, I got the right video guy, I got the right track, I got the right subject matter, and it still went nowhere. So what's, you know...
Time to go into insurance. Hey,
you know what? Yeah, actuarial.
Comcast, here I come.
I don't think they still sell encyclopedias door to door, but that
cable.
Would be...
I think you could sell Comcast stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
I could.
So listen.
You get to drive around in that truck, it's fun with the ladder, it's good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You get free cable.
No, listen, I'm at a crossroads here, and like I said, if it doesn't hit 10,000 views,
you're standing,
you know,
there's a truck coming from one direction.
I'm facing, like,
get out of the crossroads.
You know,
crossroads. How about Fuck You, Ralph Macchio? We'll recreate that scene where he plays the guitar against the devil, Steve Vai. All right.
How about Fuck You, Obama?
Fuck You, Obama.
Really done,
I mean,
you know?
It's a lot of people are thinking that nowadays.
Yeah.
Fuck You, Obama.
Like or go Eric Snowden, go, or something.
See, that's topical.
Yeah, it's more topical.
Run, Snowden, run.
You mean Ed Snowden?
Or like,
is that the guy's name? Yeah. Edward Snowden.
Yeah,
like, instead of like, where's Waldo, where's Eric Snowden?
And you know what? The clock is ticking right now.
Yeah,
on Snowden.
Exactly. If you want to do Snowden stuff, I'm going to go. If you want to do...
All right, this weekend,
Kanye
you,
West,
this weekend,
baby.
Shoot your Snowden thing.
Yes.
You write it tonight.
Yes.
You shoot it this weekend. And then when they catch him, you're ready to drop the Snowden track.
Free Snowden, yeah. And then when they catch him, then you'll have that.
You'll have it in the can.
Those are like I only pick topics that are interesting to me. That's
okay.
Not that
all right. Well, listen.
Listen, it's you know I like controversy, and I like you know the song means something to me, and actually it evolved. I mean, originally. The song, you never asked me how I came up with the idea.
Yeah, how did you come up with that idea?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for being remiss as
a
journalist. Yes, I apologize.
So what happened was a couple years ago, I was working at a new cafe called U Detroit Cafe.
Sure, I was there once.
And I had a comedy show there, and then they kind of canceled it.
It was a disaster.
It was a brand new cafe. No one was coming. Whatever.
But wasn't it in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind
but
of
anyway,
a bad time
they,
for comedy.
They kind of like, I was like the original one to bring comedy to them, and they kind of unceremoniously canned it.
Right.
And didn't even really, you know, were not nice to me. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a song.
He was on stage when they canceled it.
It's
about...
So
now,
originally it was Fuck You, Detroit, the cafe.
Yeah, I get you.
And then, my partner at the time, Bill, you know, he was like, no, don't make it. It's so limited. Like, who cares? Nobody cares about you.
No one goes to that
place. To that place. So I was like, yeah,
you know,
why don't I make it more controversial to say, how about fuck the whole city of Detroit?
The guy who took over for you really did a bang-up job with that show, too.
Is it Ronald Reed?
Yeah, the great Ronald Reed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He got fired, too, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's kind of a train wreck.
What about in Ode to the Old Train station or something maybe more specific.
No, again, I love your idea about using images of that.
Yes.
Images of the old Packard plant, you know,
like
just
the
stock
riots
footage.
And sort of
the riots.
All that stuff.
Can we still go over and shoot on the empty space where they're supposed to build the new Red Wings arena? Do they have guards over there yet?
I don't know.
I'm thinking about possibly selling the song to Matty Moran. You know,
why are we giving him new song ideas?
Yeah,
we want you to quit rap. At least I did.
Well, listen,
how about fuck you, Ambassador Bridge?
What you
and then selling it to Matty?
A tunnel anti-bridge song.
Or not
where you put the tunnel over.
Now Niels has taken a hatchet to his computer.
Fuck you, Toronto. Future. Fuck you, future Canadian bridge.
Fuck you, future
and sell
Canadian
it to Matty Moran, and then see if he could use that as a campaign to stop the.
All right. Well, listen. I wish you all the best with Fuck You, Detroit. I think it's good. I think you did a great job. 10,000 is
well
a lot.
Directed. I got
Ryan,
give it
of course, great
well
job
done.
With Ryan well and. So, you know, I want to give you all credit. Ryan, do you want to plug anything, or are you good? I mean, I know you have...
I'm trying to disassociate myself from any affiliation with Harry.
Do you want us to just bleep out your name whenever...
Yeah. That's okay. Well, Ryan probably has good stories about ICP, because he's shot a lot of me at the gathering and stuff, and, yeah.
Quite a few things.
Ryan's seen some stuff, man, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you shot the whole pay-per-view, right, a couple years ago?
I did some things like that, yeah.
Yeah. Ryan was the whole director on pay-per-view. I was the host.
Really?
Of the pay-per-view. And I would, between bands, I'd go stand in mud, surrounded by juggalos.
You know, after going to the gathering last year, I decided I would never go again unless I was invited to perform. But now I'm beginning to, like, want to go again.
What do you think about him performing that at the gathering, Ryan? Fuck you, dude.
Perfect.
Yeah, that. But you
can't
know.
You pull some strings? Can I talk to Rob Bruce? I can talk to him, dude.
I mean, what am I going to say? I've had you involved in ICP projects before, and it hasn't gone well.
No,
I've invited.
But I've
you
learned
on,
my lesson.
My radio show.
I
with
repented,
him, and you made fun of Joe, and it was kind
no,
of not, it was
no,
not
I
good.
Was just having
how
fun.
How about a
they
new,
didn't like comedy, but I brought you know.
How about a new song for Hub Around? Because that. Hub Around, take me where I want to go. Where will it send me? That's getting old. We need a
what
new
about
one.
Like a Beach about. Boys? But like instead of I get around, I hover around.
Right, sure.
Out of town. I'm at the
what
Walmart
are you
now.
About?
It's stuff right.
I'm in my hover around.
Have you seen the commercial? There's like an old black guy in his chair singing a ballad to Hub Around.
Okay, well there you go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, listen. Why are we helping Harry? I mean,
you got to help me.
We're helping
out,
you.
Man.
We're on Joel
on.
Radio. We're promoting. Come on, fuck you, Detroit.
How many listeners are?
You know,
seven or eight. At
one,
this
two,
point,
three, four.
No. Yeah. By the time we announce, here comes MC Sampler. We're down in.
I mean,
the
are you talking
digits.
About the beginning of this episode or right now? Okay. Well, listen. I think.
So perform it live. We're gonna have another version of the video that I'll put together. I guess.
I mean, I just think
crazy
I think. It might be a different way to promote it, sort of have a bootleg video of it.
Maybe
I'll Detroit footage. Yeah. Okay. Things that people hate
maybe
about
I'll have
Detroit.
It come out of your YouTube channel.
I don't even have a YouTube channel. I think Joel Radio has one.
One of those video trucks and drive it around the streets of Detroit, you know, with the video billboard on the side, you know?
What if he goes down
blaring
and
blaring
like,
out the loudspeaker?
What about just playing the song? What about getting a boombox?
Ryan's,
and
yeah.
right doing it right there on Woodward while there's a Tigers game going on as everyone's walking in, you could be performing "Fuck You, Detroit,"
I mean,
and
really,
you know passing a hat around.
Right there, that's the beginning.
But
the
that's
end.
How. But
you
that's
know, you
that's,
want me to die?
That's real. That's
you
real grassroots stuff.
Just,
that's real grassroots.
That's
look. I mean, but those people aren't going to kill you. The Tigers fans. They're
all
not,
right. How
know.
About this?
How about performing with a blowhorn and just be like, you know,
a bullhorn.
I think
trying to go local is not working. Maybe you need to. Although you could do, I need an emergency manager for my dick.
Oh, that's good. I like that idea. Corey.
Yeah, there you go.
Corey.
There's a new track.
Is there a future in comedy rap for you?
I think I'm going to be, forget MC Sampler. It's DJ Copycat. I'm going to be the new
DJ Corey Hall.
Yeah. DJ Ripoff.
DJ Butterball. Corey Hall.
Be the new.
That is. All right. Well, but, listen. What have we not covered here today, Harry? I mean, the song is available on iTunes. Am I correct about that?
It's going to be. I had to take it off.
But I mean, it is as of now, as of July 8th or whatever.
It will be. Yes. Right. So it is available on iTunes, Amazon, Napster.
This is shrouded in secrecy. This is really.
It is available. I want people to
buy
it.
This is a worldwide launch. We're the first to have you and talk about it. So
this is like J.D. Salinger's vault. This is we're waiting for someone to unlock it.
I mean, I went from MTV News to Joel Radio.
Yeah.
Well,
I started from the top now.
Yeah, so did Tabitha Soren. She's coming
in. Yeah, we bumped her for you today.
She's coming in next week. Sorry. Yeah. Apologies to Tabitha.
She's going
to
be in the hot tub next week.
Apologies to Kurt Loder.
To tell you. All right. So everyone get in.
Harry, you got to go. Matt Penfield's in the hallway.
Yeah,
I got to
exactly,
keep the show going.
Right. It's okay.
No, I'm thinking about maybe you're right. Maybe I should just find Bill Bonds.
Yeah.
And maybe we could do like a follow-up video to the song.
That's not hard. How many bars are there in Farmington Hills? You just do the happy hour rounds,
right?
And you'll find them eventually.
Yeah, go hang out at the Emery, and Charlie the Duff will wander in there, yeah, half loaded, and you're all set. Just have a camera all with right. you.
Yeah,
shooting. All right,
but fuck you, Detroit. It's a love song to the city.
Good,
and I like that. I think that it'll resonate with a lot of people. And yeah. I grew up in Southfield all my life, so I kind of always had that, saw the influx of Detroit.
Good.
Yeah, and a new and parody rap club opened up in Southfield. No, it didn't. Yeah.
Well, you have that comedy club, and then maybe that may would take you, the comedy zone.
Yeah.
If they have an open mic night, maybe you could
They're going to start one. But, yeah.
And good. Well, good. Well, good. I wish you the best of that. Ryan, anything? You're not plugging anything. Ryan's staying on.
Ryan's embarrassed.
Yeah. Would there be future MC Sampler projects for you, Ryan? Are you saying? Are you done?
If Harry reaches the 10,000 mark, then we're.
What's his time limit?
Yeah, what is 10,000?
Because this could go into infinity.
We never really talked about that, but I think 4 months is.
4 months. So that
4 months is adequate.
Wow, that's,
so that would be like till October, end of October.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's realistic.
November
right?
1. Halloween, you got to be done.
See how lenient I am with him on everything?
You got till sweep starts.
So I have until November to keep recording non-relevant rap songs.
Yeah, you can record them.
Right.
You can record them, but
I can't.
You just can't release
the
them.
The deluge of them get recording. But all right, well, listen, I wish you all the best. And, of course, if you want to watch the video, go to joelradio.net. It's on the front page there. And look for the song, and
shout out to John Tenney to help me design the.
John Tenney, our friend, helped you with
shout
that.
Shout out to John, who you didn't pay attention to.
But I will now. I'm changing it.
John, yeah, it's the cover that we're talking about. By the time it's released, it's not the final art. We're seeing temporary.
It better not be, because you screwed that up.
And, of course, I say the video on YouTube, joelradio.net, and what else can we say? I don't know.
Good night.
Good night. I think that's about it. Well, we'll go.
Fuck you, Detroit.
And Ryan will look for his work, and Ryan does all kinds of
things. Ryan's going to go for a new job.
And for,
Ryan
and for the truly dedicated diehards, your password is Fudge Tunnel.
Oh, that's the password for making it through the show?
And Psychopathic Records, if you want me to perform Fuck You, Detroit at the Gathering of Juggalos and pay me maybe $5,000 to do it, I'd appreciate that.
That would be the way to get it. All right. Well, listen. And thank you, Harry.
Give us the password. We'll give you a shout out and a plug on the next show.
With a password for what? Fudge Tunnel? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Fudge Tunnel. Call in with that, 610-552-0746. You can leave a comment, of course, as always, on joelradio.net. We always read those, and thank you for those. Thanks, Harry.
Thank you, Joel, so much.
Wait, where is this going to drop?
Thank you, Ryan.
Where's it going to drop? Where can they find
Joel
it?
iTunes. Yeah.
Napster and Amazon.
I'll have links to all that stuff. And, of course, Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Ryan.
Thank you.
And giving legitimacy to this ridiculous
An actually talented individual.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So, anyway, thanks again, Harry. A little more Fuck You, Detroit to go home with. Thanks for listening to Joel Radio, everybody. For Corey Hall, he's dancing. Look at Corey. He can't stop it. It's infectious. It's gotten into him. All right. Good night, everybody.
We love you.
We love you, Detroit. And the rest of the world.
Fuck you, Detroit. Yeah, I said it. Get it in your head. That's where I'm embedded. Imported from Detroit. I'm imported from the birds. Step to our town. Break your head on a curb. Absurd to say you're from the Motor City. City has been shut down since 1960. Fuck the people moving. It ain't moving people. More like
ghosts. Yeah, the media tour is over.